me. This is the way. You just let it.
Hello.
Hey.
Trent.
What's going on, man?
In life in general or in my Skype problems?
Is your Skype problems?
I was hitting the answer button, but it wouldn't answer. But then it said, like, call connected, but it was still ringing.
Update your Skype, maybe.
And then I noticed that it was saying... There's a message box saying you need to update your Skype.
Did you update it?
No, I said no.
Oh, update.
I don't want to screw up my Pretty May.
But you don't have Pretty May. You don't even know how to record. A matter of fact, I should make sure I'm recording because you don't record.
I'm gonna start recording.
Yeah, chiseling into the wall. It does. It takes forever. It's like,
where is my Walkman? You know, I used to do that, like at concerts. I would bring my like Walkman with a recorder and record concerts.
So you were a thief, isn't that?
Stealing? I was a bootlegger.
Oh wow!
I was a bootlegger. Yeah.
The audio quality must have been great. Is it was in your pocket? Yeah.
I bet you
were rocking out.
As I was in the pit.
Yeah, as you're sloshing around there, somebody's ass is in your face.
On the ground, getting stamped.
Stamped on, yeah. So all you can hear is the footsteps.
And you go, stop, please. Please, no more.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I have some good old recordings I need to find on my cassette tape. Then I have to figure out how to hook my cassette tape up to my reel-to-reel so I can convert them to MP3s.
That's right. You can make it happen.
No problem. But
so
I think
there'll be like no possibility of you ever recording your own podcast, huh? Like...
I could record directly onto my PC.
Oh, okay.
Through...
You just can't talk to anybody else. You'd have to be a solo podcast.
Windows recorder or something.
Yeah, okay. 3.1 Windows sound.
Microsoft sound.
Yeah, you can record a good 10-minute segment there. Bill's 10-minute podcast.
Welcome to the 10-minute podcast.
And you just wasted a few seconds right there saying welcome.
Welcome to the 9-minute podcast. Welcome to the 8-minute podcast.
Yeah. It's like 7-minute abs with Bill Bomer. It's
like... Our first ad.
Abs. You. ABS.
I know you said abs.
I didn't say 7-minute ads.
So I'm going to have 7 minutes of ads. 4 7-minute abs on my show.
Well, speaking of sponsorship, man, Luke Foster sponsoring another podcast. What do you think of that?
This episode is not sponsored by Dr. Bananas.
Not Drunken sponsored.
Drunken Monkey Magician.
I can't believe he didn't read that book like we did. I mean, Dr. Bananas was drunk as shit.
Well, I can't remember if he... Was he drunk or was he just, like, high on the horse?
Oh, like, Now you're saying he's doing heroin?
I can't remember. He took something.
Like, well, he vomited, that's for sure. He was hungover. He said he's hungover. What do you get hungover from?
That's true. Typically, Mike, I would get hung over from alcohol.
Yeah. Well, if you were in Family Feud, let's. We asked 100 people, What are you normally hungover from? Number one answer. What is it, Bill?
That would be alcohol.
Bing! And you just won the Family Feud.
That's right. If you see a monk's magician throwing up in the morning and with a headache.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, I shouldn't have drank so much last night. Is that monkey, A, an alcoholic, B, a nice little boy for all ages, fun, or I probably shouldn't word it like that. I said all ages.
All ages.
All ages. Fun. Yes.
And then he ended up in a bar at the end. And Mr. Martin Ferretti of the Nerdy Legion didn't see that. And I think, you know why I don't think he saw that?
Because he was paid off.
Well, he was paid off because Luke Fosser sponsored it.
I know. Well, that just goes to show you, man. Like, if you give people money, they'll say whatever. Like, their morals will go out the window.
They'll lie.
They'll say whatever.
Lies.
So, yeah, this product works. It's the best product ever. Yeah. And my abs are like 7 minutes later, I had perfect abs.
Right. 7 minute ads. And also, I think that when he read it, it was after the drink and draw, so he was hungover. So he just like, when you're
drunk and you read
about a drunk, you can't see the drunk.
Yeah, you say that guy's not drunk, he's normal.
Yeah. It's just like reading somebody drinking water when you're drunk, right? It's like, you don't see it.
The monk is not drunk.
It was a drunken monkey.
It was a drunken monkey.
I think there were favors exchanged underneath the con table. That's what I think.
Look, I can't say that I saw or didn't see anything at Heroes when someone was or was not under the table. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't.
I cannot confirm or deny any allegations.
All you know is that there was a guy with a smiley face sitting at the table. The con wasn't going on. People were claiming to be setting up. There was a guy. Luke Fosser was under the table, and there was a guy sitting next to him with a big smile. That's all we know. We can't confirm or deny anything else.
I can't confirm or deny that it was Luke Fosser or that it was at Heroes Con 2016.
Yeah, we don't know that. We can't confirm or deny.
Can I confirm or deny? Maybe it was 2015.
Or 14.
I think it was 2015 or 14.
I think it was every year. I can't confirm or deny that.
Yeah, I can't confirm or deny if all of these encounters get blurred in my mind.
Yeah.
Because they get burned in your brain, and then they just get burned.
We were looking down from the big window, too, so we can't know for sure what was happening.
That's right. We only know what we saw.
Yeah.
Or didn't see.
That'll teach you to not sponsor us.
And I cannot confirm or deny that someone in that building was wiping their mouth afterwards.
You can't. You can't confirm or deny it. It could have just been thirsty. You could just be thirsty. I don't know.
Could have just had a delicious
milkshake.
Soda or
milkshake. You could have asked for a milkshake underneath the table. I don't know. They might have been serving milkshakes. We don't know that. We were far away.
You were far away.
We didn't really concentrate if milkshakes were being sold underneath the table the day before the con.
You weren't allowed under the table. They said,
yeah.
Sorry, sir. Can I come in here?
Yeah, you can't come in here. You don't have a dealer's badge. But maybe we will someday, and then we can confirm and deny it. As Bill promotes
his...
his comic book if he ever gets it drawn.
Take our pants off and...
No.
What?
What? And maybe you too can be enjoying a milkshake under the table, Bill.
That's right. Well, you know, I don't think I said this yet, but I will be appearing at a convention later this year.
Oh, wow.
For my webcomic, Alfie and Mr. Bubbles.
Oh, nice. And what convention is that?
That will be the County Con convention in Lake County, Illinois.
Is that held in a prison?
It is in the basement of the prison. I will be appearing in my cell. No, it is at a... What are those things called? Like a fairgrounds type thing.
Ah.
So it's this big... I've gone to this convention the last couple of years. It's two years. I think it's been going on for 3 years. It's in this... It's a local con, but it's a pretty big one. It's like in this big fairgrounds building, and there's... I'd say Artist Alley last year probably had about 20 to 25 people.
Yeah.
And then there's, I don't know how many vendors there were. 50, 60 vendors. So it's a pretty big con. So yes, myself and my son will be appearing.
And what are you going to... Are you going to have a published book then? Or what are you going to do?
We're planning on bringing out like a best of... Like... mini comic size probably collection to sell. And then we're trying to figure out other things to have. My son wants to cosplay as Mr. Bubbles.
Well, you'll have to take pictures for sure.
Yes, I would definitely.
Because this is a milestone. This is the Bomer's first table.
It is. It will be my first ever table at a convention. Yeah. Lo, these many years.
There you go. You should promote Geek Brunch while you're there. You say, well, if you like Mr. Bubbles, you might like the filth that you hear on Geek Brunch.
If you like all ages comics, you might like listening to a filthy show called Geek Brunch. Welcome to Geek Brunch Podcast.
Yeah, maybe you could play some Tom Petty music in the background.
Oh,
draw a lot of fans. That'll
drive people away. It'll drive me insane. I'll have to wear headphones.
Into the great wide open.
I'll have to have black
metal.
You
don't even like American Girl?
I don't like any
Tom
Petty.
That was in Silence of the Lambs. She was an American girl.
I muted during that part. Just turn on the closed captioning.
It's terrible. I've had so many complaints about your music, I don't know if I can put it on anymore.
I forgot to find something for this week.
That's okay.
Good next week. I have a lot of stuff.
I'm sure.
I can't remember what I've given you in the past and what I haven't.
Well, I think I'll put some Tom Petty at the beginning of this one.
Oh, then I won't be listening.
Do you listen?
No. Occasionally, I'll listen to old episodes if I'm trying to see what we said about something.
About Dr. Bananas, you go back and see what we said.
I love listening to the Dr. Bananas segment over and over again. Because we are so accurate.
You know what? When you look at it, Martin Ferretti would have never bought Dr. Bananas if it wasn't for us. We sold that copy.
We did, and then he threw us under the bus.
Well, not only that, we sold that copy and we didn't get any of the proceeds. What the hell? You know, it's like, a $4.99 comic? I think we should have at least got, you know, something.
You think you could throw us some ad money?
Yeah.
After we promoted it so much.
Something. Or maybe a pool quote. But no, Siri. he has to take a pull quote from somebody that's kissing his ass.
That's right.
Yeah.
Someone lying about the book.
We tell the truth. We draw a bunch of drunks to his table, and they get Dr. Bananas. And then they say, this isn't about a bunch of drunk but monkeys. It's because they're drunk.
Yep, they don't notice it.
Yeah.
It's so true that you don't see yourself in the things you look at. It's kind of sad, but...
That's right. So on that note, we have no sponsor. No, we're sponsored by X-Lax.
I thought we were sponsored by 7-Minute Abs.
Oh, yeah, we're sponsored by them, too. The video cassette version of it.
Yeah, video cassette. The video cassette of 7-Minute Abs.
7-Minute Abs.
And I did it this morning.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah, you should see my abs.
Oh, wow. They're pretty impressive. Holy mackerel.
So... Technical problems. Hang on.
He's video.
I somehow muted myself and turned up the volume full blast. Wow. Yes.
Not that much.
Ignore that picture I just sent you. I didn't realize that it was a full body. I thought it was just a waist up shot. So just delete that, please.
Yeah. It's like Mercury Heat.
Which I did not read.
God damn it. It was the only good one you picked.
I didn't order that. I don't know why.
You didn't order Mercury Heat?
I didn't order it.
So that's why you didn't read it?
Yeah, I didn't read it. See, I didn't order it.
You know what I figured was the reason you picked it? Was because Volume 2 was solicited. So
that is why I picked it.
I thought you said, well, I want to read Volume 2 before I go off and buy.
Right, I want to read Volume 1 before I order Volume 2. That's exactly what happened.
See, I could read your mind.
I didn't order it. I'm going to go get it today, I think, depending upon your review.
Oh, my review is good. I liked it a lot.
I don't know why I didn't get it, because I remember the Zero issue.
I liked one of my picks, and I liked one of your picks.
Interesting.
There was one that I realized that, man, I really don't, it's not for me. Like, really not for me.
Dr. Bananas. Just delete that part.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say that.
I didn't mean to say that. I'll edit that out.
I'll edit that out.
Sorry. I forgot. Oh, come on, Bill.
Hopefully I'll align it right. Hopefully I'll align the beeps right. It'll say beep.
Yeah, we need a bell or something. Here we go. I got one. Oh, I got a cup. That sounds like a game show.
I have a notepad. I could do this.
It sounds like a game show.
Dong. Bill,
I'm going to say, what is Drunken Monkeys?
What is?
Correct.
I can't believe you didn't have it. So you really don't have it. It's not that you didn't read it. It's that you didn't have it.
Yeah, I didn't order it.
Well, let's tell the full story. Okay, so Bill and I agreed to do Monica.
Yes.
I spent 4 fucking hours looking for Monica. 4 fucking hours.
Are you sure
hours.
You ordered it? Did you check on...
I ordered it. It's ordered. I even looked at it because I like looked through the pages because I like his art.
Gorgeous, yes.
And I can't find it. So I ordered another one. And this book this book is out of print, so I have to get a exclusive Newbery edition, which has a different
really?
Cover. Yeah, it was Newbery wow. Comics, I guess, did an exclusive. So we will be able to cover Monica, but at a future date. So that's kind of ironic that we replaced it with Mercury Heat and then you didn't have it.
Which I didn't have.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like that Newbery Comics exclusive cover.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then the other thing we're going to cover is Sam Keith, but you had nothing Sam Keith to cover. But I guess you ordered that Aftershock one, so we could talk about that next time.
I did. Yeah, we should do that. And then, I mean, I could read Max.
Yeah, I was going to read a couple issues of Max.
So I have the trades from the original trades.
Wow, I didn't know they had trades back then when that came out.
They did. It was a rare... Yeah, back then they didn't really
have
many
trades. Were
they
Image trades, but... or are you talking about the reprint IDW trades?
No, they were... I don't even know what they were. I don't even know where mine are. Wait, is that it? I can't see. I can't read my shelf from here. Hang on, I'm gonna go on the wireless.
Okay.
You don't have wired, wireless. Hope it reaches.
Well, maybe if we got sponsored, you'd be able to afford the wireless,
That's
right?
That's true, Luke Foster.
Yes.
If we would get Dr. Banana, if we could get in some of that sweet Dr. Banana's money.
Yeah, just a little bit. We don't ask for, we ask for a finder's fee, 10% at least, every issue sold.
I don't see it. I don't know where I have that. I don't know who the publisher was. Was Max originally through Image?
Yeah.
So it probably was Image.
I don't own the Max. Well, I may own the first issue, but I bought the reprints, you know, and IDW did them.
Yeah.
Okay, I own 0.5 of the Max. Which was a Wizard promotional giveaway. Do you remember those 0.5s they used to do?
Yeah.
I own two of them. Two of the Max.
Ooh, two of the Max.
Yeah. Ooh, 1993. And then I own issue one. I think, and then I went all the way to 6 and I stopped. Because at the time that I read it, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's an abnormal book. It's really abnormal. And I couldn't
yeah, it's
latch.
A weird one.
My mind couldn't, at the time this came out, my mind couldn't latch around it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was too weird.
It was a little too weird, but then when I picked up the IDW version, I was like, you know, this is out, it's out there, but it's really innovative. I liked it.
You can't go wrong with his art, so.
And I wasn't a fan of his art, but now I like
Max's?
It. I like it.
I don't know where my Max trades are.
See?
Oh,
now,
man.
You can't even
now
cover
I'm gonna
that.
Have to...
this
now
this
I
is like
4 hours searching for them.
We should do a podcast where we just like open up boxes and shit and see if we can find our shit. God damn it.
we'll do a video cast, each of us just searching for.
I was so frustrated.
This is gonna be brutal.
I found everything I ever wanted except what I was looking for.
You found stuff you didn't even know you had.
I did, and I'm gonna have to sell two of them because I found dupes. I gotta put them on eBay soon.
I do have Zero Girl, Sam Keith, but you probably don't have that.
That's all right. We can cover different things.
That's true.
And
we
then
can.
we'll cover the Aftershock thing. Whatever that book is. I think it came out this last week. I have it.
You see. Have it?
Yeah.
And then I won't get it till next month then.
Yeah, well we'll have to wait until next month and we forget about it. It's called
This week? Oh yeah, that was
Yeah, it's
was April,
Eleanor
right?
and Egret, right? And yeah, I have it here. Ooh, the art's really nice.
Bit.
I like it. Interesting. So I have to put that one off. But let's talk about the one thing that we read that took its place. And it was monstrous.
Oh, I do have on my shelf here. This is awesome. I don't know. I wonder if, can I take a picture of it? Can
what
Skype take a picture?
You have a book one?
No, it's How do I take a picture? Forget it. It's impossible. Oh, I guess I could do it with my phone.
You could do it with your phone. What are you taking a picture of? Your bookshelf?
No. Oh, I gotta turn my phone on.
You don't normally have your phone on? Hello?
You can't hear it. I did, but I was charging it. Or it died, and then I charged it, and I just haven't turned it back on yet.
Your flip phone?
Yeah, my flip phone. I want to take a picture of this. This is gorgeous.
What are you taking a picture of? You haven't even said.
I know. I want you to see it.
Leaving me in suspense.
I don't want to spoil it. Here, I'll give you a hint.
It's the Max.
No, it's not the Max. Okay, continue. I'll take a picture while you're talking.
Continue with what? Oh, we covered Monstrous. Which was... It's actually a well-sought-out book. Like, this, the first issue goes for, I don't know, $50, maybe more online. And we covered the first book, I think. Or we both
we did.
Read
the
it,
first book is awesome.
And we liked it. It was Marjorie Liu, and artist is Sana Takeda. And they're the creative team that created it, and they've done every issue since, and there's like 10 issues out right now. And this trade surprisingly had 1 through 6.
It's thick.
The first issue was double-sized. Do you remember? It was a big mm-hmm. issue. So you got your money's worth. Like, the cover was $9.99? What?
Yeah, I know.
They sold 6 issues for $9.99? In a trade?
I know, because it's like a Image does the $9.99.
I know, but they don't always do it. I'm surprised they did it with this, because usually when they do it, it's 4 issues.
I know, that's what I'm saying, and it's huge. This thing's thick as get out.
Well, so you can't complain, because you got your money's worth. You can't...
I did get my money's worth.
Yeah, and you're probably
happy with
this. Because
I paid probably $5 for it.
Yeah, because of DCBS. Mm-hmm. God bless them. They don't sponsor us, but they do sponsor us. They give us great discounts, which allows us to buy many more comic books.
Yeah, so essentially you're getting 7 issues in this.
Yeah. Did you reread number 1 or did you skip to number 2?
I reread it. I always reread it. You asked me this last time.
Well, it was a big one.
It was a big one. I forgot that the first issue was so big.
See, I started off with number 2 again because I already read 1 and I didn't want to go look for it. And then when I looked at it, I went and found only the first 4 because I said, oh, the trade's only going to be 4 issues. I'll go find the first 4. And then I'm like, I looked in my database and I'm like, God damn it, it's 6. and then not only that, but I spent an extra 15, 20 minutes looking for number 5. And then I didn't have it. I didn't buy it. So I'm like, but I, you know what? Usually that like gives me like a huge amount of anxiety. Like, oh shit, I don't have number 5. Oh my God, I got to go on eBay and buy it right away. And then I'll go download it from Comixology and read it. But mm-hmm. man, I really didn't like this. So I was like, you know what? Mind. I don't have number 5 and I'm okay with it. I'll read to number 6. This read to me like a saga, but more fantasy and more, I don't know, man. The cats were driving me crazy. The little girl fox. I didn't like that. I mean,
you don't like the little girl fox?
It was driving me crazy. She's like, I'm so scared you're going to eat me. I'm so scared. I'm even scared of myself. I didn't like this. The art is pretty. It looked good. Like I had no problem with the art.
It's gorgeous.
But the story just
gorgeous art.
I guess issue 2.
You know, the art.
What? Are you there?
One of the things that amazes me about the... I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're coming out choppy. What's going on with your internet?
All right. How about now? Is that or now?
Much better. Were you going somewhere? Were you in the closet or something?
No, my USB was a little unplugged.
Oh, now
on my sound, on my soundboard.
Now you're clear.
Yeah. Let me tweak the fidelity.
You need to go high fidelity.
No.
We only do lo-fi.
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 Let me switch it back.
Wait. Unplug that USB just a little bit more. So.
Let me introduce a little static here.
Yeah, there you go. Lo-fi. Geek Brunch, lo-fi. That's for you, Keith Knutson, who doesn't listen to the show. Bring some lo-fi entertainment.
He wouldn't listen to the show. We talk about comics.
No, yeah, he wouldn't. If we talked about beer, he might be interested.
That's true.
But maybe we should tell him we talk about a drunken monkey, and maybe he would be interested.
Yeah, we talked about drinking too much alcohol.
Yeah.
He probably would read Dr. Bananas and not notice it either.
I agree. He probably wouldn't even know he was drunk.
He'd miss it completely. So anyway, so monstrous art. I'm amazed at the detail she puts into the backgrounds. Like whenever they're in a building, like the walls and stuff, it's always like intricate patterns on the walls.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Very, very manga-esque though. In terms of the characters, not in terms of the layout.
Is Sana a woman?
She is. She's okay. From Japan.
Yeah, I like the art. I mean, it's not my favorite because, you know, I don't like that style, but
right.
It didn't take me out of the story. The story did.
Yeah. Well, the artwork, like I said, like the layouts and stuff are more traditional American layouts.
Well, this is like described as steampunk meets kaiju in a fantasy epic for mature readers. Okay.
Steampunk?
Yeah, I don't get the steampunk part of it.
There's no steampunk in this.
But I get the kaiju, kind of, because that inner monster that's in her, right?
Right. Yeah, and there's the gods.
And then I get the fantasy element out of it.
Very fantasy. Oh yeah, steampunk horror. Where was the steampunk?
I don't know. I didn't see any steam technologies for sure.
Either. I didn't even see any machines at all.
Maybe the casket that she was put into.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of...
Kind of steampunkish.
Kind of steampunkish. But that was more magical.
Yeah.
Steampunk.
Like I didn't steampunk... even see any, like, steampunk goggles or hats or anything. Or
oh, they did have they did have an airship. At one point.
Oh, did they? Was it powered by steam?
They didn't show what it was powered by. And it was only in one panel. So I don't decide. Does that qualify as being steampunk if you show a helium airship in one panel?
I don't know. Well, I like steampunk. So maybe there wasn't any steampunk, and this was fantasy-based. I don't know what, but I liked the first issue. So
First issue was awesome.
And Barb sat down and talked to me. She listened to Geek Brunch, and she's like, God damn it, Mike. You don't make no sense.
She's filthy.
Yeah, she says, you know, you say that you read the first one and you didn't like it. Well, stop. And then I said, well, what happens if the story gets better? And then she says, but you wouldn't know if the story got better. And
right, you're not missing
it. So you won't know what you're missing.
Right. So basically Barb said, you should listen to Bill. He is right. He is always right. Thanks, Barb, for your undying support.
She says you're wrong, though, about Tom Petty.
That is... Barb is the worst.
She says
you can't be wrong about taste. If I don't like it, I don't like it.
What's wrong with Bill and Tom Petty, Barb?
Tom Petty doesn't like it.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong. He doesn't like it.
That's what's wrong with him? He doesn't like good music. But what did you think of the death metal at the beginning of that episode, Barb? You don't remember? That's how memorative your music was.
All I remember is guitar.
That was a Black Tower, I think.
Yeah, did you like the guitar?
Yeah. Is he doing it today?
No, I didn't say did you like Bill playing guitar. I said did you like the guitar in the death metal?
Probably.
Probably?
There. Next topic.
Bill, she likes your guitar.
Thank you.
She says you're a talented individual.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is what my mother always told me.
He hasn't done any guitar.
Although she hasn't said
today.
It for a while.
I think the guitar's in the other room today.
It's in the case.
It's in the case. It's protected. Mylar. in a backing board.
I'd have to crack the case open to get it out. Free it from its...
Well, shit, man, you could have like a jam session, you on guitar and Keith on drums. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's true. He was rocking out that episode.
Yep.
So, yes, Tom Petty, I do not like.
You don't like anything that the radio plays.
I like some stuff the radio plays.
No, you don't. Maybe college radio, like,
when they play 8 songs from the 80s.
You like songs from the 80s?
I do like songs from the 80s, not Tom Petty, though.
What kind of music do you like from the 80s? Paula Abdul?
Not Paula Abdul.
You look like a Paula Abdul guy.
What does a Paula Abdul guy look like? Oh, because of my abs. Yeah. That's true.
Because of your abs?
I look like a dancer. I do have dancer abs.
A private dancer? A dancer for money?
Look, it was the 80s. We all did things under tables that we're ashamed of.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Monstrous? Because I think you might have liked it more than I did. I'll tell you one thing, though. Issue 2 killed me. Issue two was them walking. There were them on a wagon talking the whole time. The cat, the little fox, and the girl that's the monster. They were on a wagon.
Yeah, that was issue
talking
2 was
talking to
a little
human lady, and it just I'm like, what the hell is this?
I was glad that was a short issue.
When the monster came in issue 3, I was a little interested. Like, okay, this is the inner monster inside of her. And
yeah, I did like issue 3.
It's a god fighting for control. I guess I forgot.
In issue 4.
Go ahead.
No, you can go.
I guess I forgot because I hadn't read 1 again. Like what the main quarrel is. Like there's these two factions, right? One of them is based in like monsters or like animals or like hybrids. And then there's one that's human based, right?
Yes. So there's a page in here that explains it. Where the hell is that page? So the one thing that's weird is, or not weird, but the one thing she did is at the end of each issue, one of the cats like tells you kind of the history of the world and explains like all the different races and what happened in the past.
I couldn't read that. That was too much. Like, I didn't like
There's a lot of text.
One thing, I'm not a cat fan. And then you put a cat right in the middle, and then there's like 1,000 bubbles around that you just have to read in circular motion or something. I'm like, I can't take this. It's not going to read it.
You tapped out.
I tapped out. I couldn't.
I knew you wouldn't read that.
Well, how
stuff.
Did you know
There's some
that?
Good stuff in there, but because you never read you rarely read the back matter.
It's the fact pages. I like the back matter. It just depends on how dry it is. Like, I found Britannia in Valiant, the back matter about Rome and the witches and stuff. I thought that was too like dry and I didn't like it. But when I get Greg Rucka talking like black magic and stuff, like his inspiration for that, like that stuff I
Well,
like.
that's more personal stuff.
I like that. I
Yeah.
don't like when it's like, and this was just dry. This was dry. It was a cat giving you the backstory of the worlds. And maybe if I was more interested in the world, I would have cared. I would have dug into it. But this really kind of opened my eyes because I vested a lot of money into this. I'm 10 issues in. I'm not gonna buy anymore because I'm convinced after six, if I don't like it now, I'm not gonna like it after. And I'm tempted to sell it. I am tempted to sell one through four or whatever, and then try to sell the rest of it in individual issues because I missed five, and I'm not gonna buy five to sell it as a bundle. I think the bulk of the money will be made on issue number one.
Yeah,
And
maybe the
it was really like, I rated it a 2 out of 5. I didn't like it.
Dang.
I didn't like it. Not
Yeah, so
because I don't think it's because it's badly done. Do you know what I mean? But if I use the Netflix ratings too, is I didn't like it, and I didn't
right, that
like
you
it.
don't wanna yeah.
Well, now
I
it's a
like the
thumbs up and a thumbs down. I hate the new Netflix. I
I
liked the
haven't
other one
yeah, I
because it
haven't been
was.
on Netflix since they changed it, but
It's
I
just a
got an
thumbs
email
up and a
saying
thumbs
they're
down.
changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
It
Because that doesn't.
does because it doesn't provide. It's too ambiguous. Like you either like it or you don't. I understand that because I can easily make that decision. But there, I liked what was there before because it's like I love it. I really like it. I like it. I don't like it, or I hated it. Do you know what I mean? That's enough to define anything. Matter of fact, it fits into the A, B, C, D, E, or F. Do you know what I mean? Like the grading kind of thing, right?
Sure.
Like
Did they say why they were changing it?
I don't know.
Netflix?
I think it was for people like Bill Bomer to understand it better.
Bomer can understand it. He told me.
Told you.
The only thing I could think is it makes their algorithms a lot easier.
Yeah, but if they've already invested in the algorithms, why
Although
would
they
you
could have just
care?
done it, they could have just done it a binary thing in the past too, like saying if it's three or above, it's a thumbs up. If it's two or below, it's a thumbs down. Like they could have internally done that as their algorithm. So I guess that doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Maybe it saves on storage space. Know. I probably just. How can it confuse people though? Like, who doesn't understand a star system, a star rating system? No,
They have
they use
to,
it
it
because
has to be a bunch of guys in a boardroom and then they're justifying why to do it.
well, because they're looking at like Facebook and saying, well, Facebook doesn't have thumbs up and thumbs down. What does? Well, a lot of comments and
Oh,
stuff, I guess.
Simon, maybe they're going to Siskel and Ebert. They were thumbs up, thumbs down, right? Did you ever watch Siskel and Ebert?
I used to watch it a lot.
It was weird because I used to watch it all the time. And they
Well,
talked about all movies, like movies I didn't give two craps about, but I'd still watch it.
back then, that was pretty much the only way you could see like trailers and stuff. Because there's no internet, so if you wanted to see what a movie was about and see some scenes from it, that was the only way to do it. That was our internet before the internet. That was a podcast before we had podcasts.
Right.
Fascinating. So Monstrous, I give it. I don't know if I give it a 3 out of 5 or a 4 out of 5. I think I give it a 4 out of 5, but I'm not going to continue with it.
Okay, let me ask you this though.
Yes.
If you were you seem to fit right in the middle. So let's break down the pros. What are some of the things you really liked about it?
I like the art.
Okay. I'll side with you there. I know the art's well done. I even think the writing's well done. Like, I understood the words on the page. I understood.
If the writing is well done, I like the overall concept of the story. You there?
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say something.
No, I was just looking at eBay, what I'm going to sell this for.
Okay. But I think, yeah, I guess it's the execution that I had a problem with. And my main problem is that some parts of this are just boring as shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think if they paced it or added a little, you know, had the wagon and stuff, but then they put something else in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because at least you had the whole thing. Like, you can consume it as one shot. But when I like read a issue, it's more like an individual experience. And
I think that might be better.
Turn me off so bad though. It really turned me off.
Yeah, you don't like the treks across country talking stories.
Yeah.
With talking cats and.
Yeah, it's like The Hobbit.
My other problem.
Go walking.
My other problem is there were a butt ton of characters in this story, and it was confusing at times to figure out who was who.
Yeah, I didn't like understand, but I didn't read that back matter either. I didn't understand the cat people, those little cats with the many tails. I didn't. What were they? Well, I didn't even understand their motivation.
It was in issue five. So the back matter in issue five.
That's the one I don't have.
It's the essential back matter of the story, which they should have put, like, this should have been the back matter in the first issue, where it's a picture of the races of the known world, and they explain what each of the races are. So there's basically five races: the humans, the ancients, the cats, the old gods, and the arcanic. How do you say that word? Arcanic?
Archaic?
No, it has an N in it. Arcanic half-breeds. The half-breeds, we'll call them.
Ah.
So the humans are just humans. The ancients, what does they say about the ancients? The origins of the ancients remain a mystery. We do not know if they are descended from beasts whose forms they wear or if beasts are their children. So those are the, like, humanoid animals. Those are the ancients. And the main story is, like, the war between the humans and the ancients, right? Or is it the humans and the... Anyway. Then there's the archaic half... The half-breeds are mixtures of humans and ancients. And then there's the cats. I don't know where the cats came from. They're just the talking cats race.
I don't get it at all. Oh, I see what you sent me now. You got the cards, the Warriors of Plasm.
Yeah. Well, I got the, like, it's like a binder.
I know, but you had to, didn't you have to buy the cards and put it together a set?
I think I just got this off eBay, like a completed.
That's interesting, because... You know how I'm a completist? It's the only thing I didn't buy because it was cards. Yeah. You know what I mean? I like own every Defiant thing. I just don't own that.
You should look for the album because it's like the full. It's like a full album. So basically, it's like a comic book because all the cards are already in there in order.
Yeah, you took a picture of the first.
The first page.
But I don't think it was originally. Solicited like that, you know what I mean?
So we're talking about this is Plasm number zero from Defiant. Yeah, this is the premiere edition. Oh, there's a special offer. Please send me the exclusive back cover of the Plasm Zero issue. Encloses a check or money order for $9.95. So I guess I could. I don't have the black. I don't have the back cover. I have to pay $10 for the back cover.
Oh, see, there you go.
But I guess this is the official Plasm Zero Issue card set album. Look what you get. Enough high-quality balance sheets to hold the entire card series. A bonus level 1 foil card. Cover of the Zero Issue. And an exclusive 16-page Splatterball comic. And the Plasm Story by Jim Shooter. Do I have the... Oh, I do have the Splatterball. So I don't remember if I bought this with the cards in or if I bought... I might have just bought the case and then put the cards in myself. Like, bought a complete card set as well. Mm-hmm. That's probably what I did. Yeah, an exclusive Splatterball comic. You don't have that.
No, I don't.
It's a comic, Mike. It's an actual comic. I'm going to look at it right now.
But I think I'm going to sell this, Milt Monstrous. I think I'll at least get my money back. More than that, because I get a 40% discount, so.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. But I would trade you for my Monstrous for that Warriors of Plasm.
I'm sure you can get this. Look on eBay.
I want to look right now. Warriors of Plasm. It's number 0, right?
Yeah, 0. It's nice because it just goes on the bookshelf.
Oh, they must have came out with a copy of it. I want the cards. Oh, here it is. Warriors of Plasm 0, 150 cards plus comic, second edition. So they have the second edition. Binder, $30, man. Or best offer. $9.99?
Does it have the back cover?
You know what, Defiant? I'll be honest with you. There was a couple titles I like The Good Guys and a couple others, but it was a little strange. The whole world of Plasm, like, it spun off another title even. I forget, it was like two characters. It was just weird. Like, I liked War Dancer and...
Yeah, I remember War Dancer.
I like Red It All, it was good, but... And then Charlemagne, that was interesting. I preferred the one that came after it, which was Broadway. It was more in my wheelhouse.
I liked Plasm a lot.
Warriors of Plasm. Maybe I had to revisit it. I thought it was really strange at the time.
It was strange. Well, because it was like a sports... It was like a sports... vaguely sports comic, but like fantasy sports.
Yeah.
With Splatterball. Anyway, it's so Monstrous. It's about this half-breed. The main character is a half-breed who has what seems to be an ancient monster inside of her that occasionally comes out. And this is kind of the tale of her trying to figure out her past because her mother was killed. And she had a strange upbringing by the humans. And part of the humans, like, there's a sect of humans who are like witches who kill ancients to basically, it looks like, get their blood, called like Lilium or something like that, which extends their humans' lives. And then, yeah, so as the story goes on, the girl and her little group end up going cross country. Then there was a part where they were talking to some fox woman. I thought that was kind of boring.
That was weird. It was that whole, they were talking about going to war and stuff.
Yeah.
And it lasted like at least 8 pages. And I was like, okay, what is this? Like, they didn't even introduce it very well. Do you know what I mean? It was like you're thrown into it. How did they get there?
To the...
I wonder if that little... And then there was that. Do you remember that room where they had like a bunch of hybrids, like in there and chains? Like,
yeah,
they were the ones. What was that about?
They were, I think, they're half breeds who survived the war. Because like during the war, there was like a big explosion by what was that? Some dude, I can't remember his name, Nathaniel or something. They keep referring to him. And it had to do with, like, the mask. Because the main character has, like, part of this ancient mask that has a bunch of power. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's kind of complex. It's definitely not a quick read. Like, if you really want to get the most out of this, you got to, like, figure out what's going on and trying to follow all the stories that are going on. And it's not all clear because a lot of the stuff happened in the past. And she reveals bits of it as it goes along.
Has a big fan following, though, I'll tell you. It's like a cult book. It's like its own little. It's not in the vein of Walking Dead or Saga, but on a much smaller scale, it has its fans and its following. You know what it reminded me of, but. It reminded me of something that would be in the cross-gen universe, but not told to my liking. It just reminded me of something, like Sigil, or... what was that one? It was like Mystic, or... I don't know. Just
yeah,
like
I think there was a Mystic.
Something in that world.
I never really read any. The only cross-gen I really read was Ruse.
Why?
I don't know. At the time, I was more in the indie stuff.
That was
when
indie.
When it came out. No, I mean like Fantagraphics and.
Well, let me say this.
Drawn in quarterly.
You really don't. Here's my impression of you. And yes. I'm gonna do a Bill impression. No, I just don't think you like continuity. Like I don't think you like things that are drawn out forever.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
Because name something that...
Savage Dragon.
You stopped that, though.
I get the trades.
Yeah,
I'm behind
those are like in a blue moon.
What?
Let's talk anything else. Spawn? But you stopped
Spawn.
That,
Spawn.
What else?
Well, the current...
Well, like, look at
I
your bookshelf.
Some...
What is one that's like, what, you have volume 1, volume 2, volume 3, volume 4, volume 5, what?
Invincible.
Okay.
Walking Dead, Fables, DMZ,
but
Jack
you're,
Fables,
you're,
Phoenix.
You're saying things that are in the more indie world. There's no mainstream stuff there. I didn't hear you say Batman or Green Arrow, volume 1, volume 2.
I have, no. That's true. I mean, I do have some... Like, I have a bunch of Daredevils. Bunch of Green Lanterns.
Interesting.
I have all the Annihilation hardcovers.
Yeah.
But that's not really... That's more of a limited thing, isn't it?
No, but it was like an event. It was still continuity. It was a lot... Its own continuity kind of thing.
Yeah. And then I have some, like... Complete series like X-Men, or not X-Men, X-Factor, New Mutants.
But that was from back in
Shade.
The day.
Yeah, those are back in the day.
There's nothing current. Name something
nothing current.
Current.
There's no such thing as what is there currently that has continuity?
Marvel
with the
and
past.
DC.
They do not. They reboot every day.
No, it's on the same continuity.
Lies.
No, it all flows. They don't just like revamp it. It flows. This Earth exists because of something. It was led to by Flashpoint. It's all one continuous story.
Secret
Wars led into a relaunch, but it was it's all the you have to follow it all to know it all. Lies, my ass.
Lies.
Fucking shit!
You guys have an event where everything changes, but it's still in continuity.
It is. And in my mind, it all flows. It all flows, brother.
That's not what Keith tells me.
Keith hates comics. What are you talking about?
When I talk to him about DC Comics, he tells me that it is not continuous. That they destroyed everything.
He doesn't even read it. He's making that opinion based on nothing.
It is true that I do not hold continuity in high regard.
Just like you don't hold your music in high regard.
I hold good music in high regard.
No, you don't.
I like continuity in music.
Continuity in music. Okay.
Now, I follow probably creators more than characters.
Well, one thing I will say is we need to do this more often, where we do this, read the whole trade, because I need to make the decisions, man.
You need to make decisions earlier?
Yeah. I need to make decisions earlier. I can't wait like 2-3 years later. Nuh-uh. Well, I at least owe that to Barb. I at least owe that to her, because I didn't like this. Usually everything we pick, I enjoy quite a bit. There was two things that I didn't like this time.
Where's my book? Here it is. Let me see if there's any trades that I'm going to be reading recently or soon. I'm going to be reading...
Wait, what is this?
I'll probably read this.
What is this book? You said I need to get
my diary.
You have a diary?
My journal. My daily journal.
You have a daily journal?
No. It's my previews book, where I write down everything I want to get from previews.
Oh, okay.
This is step one in my previews
ordering process.
Yes. And I can go back and tell you what I was interested in August of 2014.
And then it goes into the spreadsheet.
Then it goes from here, it goes into the spreadsheet. And then from the spreadsheet, it goes into DCBS manually.
Have you done your DCBS order for this month yet?
I have not, but I've gone through previews.
I have too.
So I know what I'm looking at. I don't see any volume 2s that I want to get.
The only reason I didn't pick Descender, because I would have picked that over Monstrous just based on what subject matter and who wrote it, was because I'd have to read 2 volumes. You said Descender Volume 2.
you haven't read Volume 1 yet?
No. I've read Issue 1. I haven't read Volume 1. I'd have
Volume 4 is solicited. What are the numbers? Like 20?
But the other things that we signed up for is we were going to cover Trees. Did you read that?
Yes, Trees Volume 2?
Yeah.
I did.
Well, the thing that was interesting with Trees is I went into my spreadsheet and I saw I had already read everything except for the last 3 issues. So I went and found the last 3 issues and read them. But I will say I was a little lost just reading the last 3 issues, because I remember the first arc like was real in depth, and then the way it ended was like everybody died, and then they started over.
They didn't go back to it.
I was disappointed. I started reading the second volume.
I was all excited to find out what happened to that.
Well, the only survivor was the woman, right? Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, so the second one starts with the woman who survived the event in the Arctic or whatever.
And then I didn't even have the whole set. And then I got to the end, Bill, and I was like, God damn it, is this another Warren Ellis thing that's never going to finish?
Is it? Isn't it still coming out? What issue did it go up to?
It only went to 14. And it stopped.
August
of 2016.
Was that the last issue?
Yeah.
Like of the story?
Yes. I was like, did he like trash his laptop again and forget like he lost the script?
Did you read 14?
Yes. 14 is in the trade.
No, it's not. Wait, what?
Yes, it is.
Volume 2?
Yes.
No. Wait, where's the trade? What'd you do with the trade?
I don't have the trade. I get the singles.
What did I do with it? Wait, here it is. All right. Trees, Volume 2. 9 through 14.
Yeah, see? 14.
Wait, that's the last issue?
Yes, that's it.
What a bitch.
There's no more. Do you feel satisfied after reading 14? Do you feel like that's a good ending?
That was the ending?
Well, it says next. It says to be continued. Yeah, Will we ever see it?
It says next, rule of three.
When's that coming out?
I don't know. I'm going to call him up and ask him.
Well, ask him, because the last I heard, he was recreating the Wildstorm universe, and he was going to be working on that for a couple years. So when is the next Trees?
That sucks.
Exactly! He fucking let us down a couple times, right? With Fell and a bunch of other bullshit, right?
Yeah, Fell and what was that other one?
All kinds of
Dr. Sleepless?
Devastation Jones, Dr. Sleepless. Your heart just breaks. He's breaking our hearts.
He's a heartbreaker.
Dream maker. Love taker. He abandoned it.
I will say that this volume 2 was a pretty quick read.
Much quicker than the first one.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's very satisfying as the first one.
No, it kind of just followed this woman, like, refining her life, and kind of she got caught up with the situation of what happened when she was she unconscious or something for a while? She was in the hospital.
Yeah, and she was trying to find the mystery of the black, what do you call it, flowers? The black.
Yeah. Yeah, the black flowers.
Because there was a relationship to those black flowers and the trees.
Right.
Do you remember how volume 1 ended? I don't remember. I know everybody died, but what was with the trees?
Well, remember up in like the Arctic or whatever, more and more flowers started growing, and then they found out that the one scientist, I think, was like picking flowers and hiding them or something, so no one knew how extensive the flower population was, and then I think the tree had an event or something.
But a lot of people died, right? I mean,
yeah.
All the characters, the artist that was in the first one, the whole science team.
And she took off in a helicopter.
The one woman was dead. Yeah, the helicopter crashed and she was the only survivor, right?
Right, right.
So yeah, I remember that there was that big event, and then I remember this new volume was the mayor. Okay, he's a crooked guy. That was the more interesting part, but I don't remember where the war between the gun runners or whatever those guys were and the police, how that started. Because I started late. I read 12 through 14, so maybe you could fill me in there.
You have to remember. Well, I think the whole thing was orchestrated. Was it orchestrated by the mayor?
Yeah, he went to that police commissioner, the older guy.
Oh, yeah, he set him up, basically.
They said, hey, we're going to use the bad guys to fight the bad guys or whatever. I just didn't understand the motivation for it because I missed 9 through 11. I read, though. See, here's what happened. We read volume one, and I loved it so much that I went and plowed through everything I had. So I went, I had 9 through 11, just bang, and that was where it ended. And I'm like, son of a bitch, I want to keep reading it. And then I sat on 12 through 14 forever. So I forgot some of those links. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because what this was her going back to somewhere in Britain or London and telling off that one guy. He's like, that's the part I didn't understand, is that scientist was saying, why are you correlating these black flowers with the trees? They have nothing to do with one another, but they do. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I was like really confused why she was yelling at him at first. Like she said, you didn't even, you started mass hysteria without doing any research to find out what these things were. So she was chewing his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then that mayor, right. One mayor was losing his, it was kind of like the, you had the incumbent coming in and the incumbent was crooked. Right. So,
yeah. Well, he's not really, he's kind of crooked. If I remember, because he had issues with the police force because, well, I think it was when the event happened, people were trying to escape and come into New York, like from the areas that were affected, and the police just gunned them all down. Mm-hmm. They didn't want any people coming over. And I think that the mayor, I don't know if he was one of the ones who was coming over, and he managed to get over, but he saw like the police wipe out all these innocent people. And then, which I think that was how the first one ended, right?
Yeah.
Like the police came in and started killing everyone. So he sets it up where the police are going to go after these gangs of gun runners, which the mayor is behind.
Yeah, he's playing both sides to slaughter.
Yeah, he plays both sides to go against each other, and then they have a war and they basically kill each other. So he gets his revenge on the police and wipes out these gun runners all in one swoop. Meanwhile, the woman starts this new job in like Scotland or something with the tree there. And a lot of the issue is just her dealing with like the people there.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, the one guy has a theory that all the trees like grew on like ancient worship sites. And then it just it ends. Well, then there's the war between the police, and then it kind of just ends. And it says to be continued, and it never was.
Yeah.
I do have to say though, I love Jason Howard's art in this.
Oh, the art is spectacular. I did some research too, and I reread the wiki, which really didn't fill me in on what I had forgotten. Because mm-hmm. man, we must have covered this in like 2015, volume one or early 2016.
Yeah,
But what I heard as I was researching this is they had taken a break to start working on a screenplay because they sold the rights to it. And then mm-hmm. and then there's like nothing. There's then it became The Arrival. I don't know. But I don't think we're going to see any more from this. I really don't. I think we're done.
Well, that would be sad.
Yeah, because we still don't know a lot about these trees or the aliens.
We don't know why these trees are here.
What this is it's kind of like it's kind of like a Walking Dead situation. Is there's like
the mystery?
There's weird shit going on, and it's causing us to kill each other or to do stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
The aliens are doing nothing. The reaction of
humanity.
We're destroying ourselves because of the aliens.
Well, the
landing.
Trees are doing some stuff.
Oh yeah, they're doing.
They've destroyed many cities.
Doing well, yeah. That last issue, yeah.
And in the past, they have. I remember, like, that's how it started. Where
but they started, they were dormant. They did nothing, and then there was that in volume like, one. Do you remember there was that like South African or I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I thought it was like South American or something.
South American or something like that. There was those two countries right next to each other, and one of them was trying to use the tree to their advantage to start a war. And yeah, it's these things killing a lot of people. I want to know what happened at the end of volume one, though. I just remembered all the people died, but I don't remember the tree's involvement in it. Do you have volume one? On
yeah,
the,
I'm not,
on,
I'm not
on
sure.
The,
I don't remember how that's related to the one in the Arctic.
Do you have volume one on the bookshelf right now?
No, I have no idea where that is.
You're like me, son of a bitch.
It is in a
box
somewhere. I think it's in my basement.
Ah.
Could be one of these stacks. I don't think it is.
So Trees is really well done. Like I'd give that I'd give volume one an A and volume two a B plus. So I'm there. I like this. We'll never ever see it again. It's over. And you'll never see
it. It's good while it lasted.
Yep.
We'll never know.
This will be another Dr. Sleepless.
God damn it.
Just leave you out there hanging. Never know. But I picked something and I didn't like it. I thought I was going to like it, but it was too fantasy for me. I don't even know if you read it. It's called Once Our Land.
I did read it. I had actually read it before.
And this time I have the trade, believe it or not. And this was this was only two issues from Scout Comics.
You have the trade?
Yeah.
I have the issues.
This is what's weird.
How can you trade? It's only two issues.
It's a trade of two issues.
That's a thin trade.
And I think that you won this battle because you probably spent $8 for two issues at a discount of maybe 30% because this is a publisher. Whereas this trade with two issues is $13.
There must be a lot of back matter.
That's a lot of sketches in the back.
Oh, that's worth it.
Oh, I don't care for that. If I was an artist, I think I would get shit out of it. Like, hey, you know, this is like the evolution of character design and stuff. But I don't care about that.
The only thing I like it when they do when they show like the page from the script and then the breakdowns and then the penciled page and then the colored page. I like when they do that, like that kind of progression.
Yeah, there's some page layouts in here, but they're so small that it's really hard to see what's going on.
Do they happen to have a translation for all the German?
No, and you know I don't like that shit.
I understand. Like I think somewhere he mentions in the beginning that it takes place in Germany, and he decided to.
1852.
Have the dialogue.
Like, yeah, that's a long time ago.
And the dialogue at the beginning of the story is all in German. So.
But in this case, I there's something different between this and Tom King doing it in Omega Man. Because Omega Man, when they were talking alien, they were not, you would just see the alien talking in 9-panel grid.
Mm-hmm.
But here you like know what's happening, right? I mean, this boy is looking for his mom and dad, and he's waking up and it's his birthday and
Yeah, and there are captions in English that explain what's going on, and the panels you can it's not that you can't follow the story.
Yeah, it's kid's birthday. His parents are missing. He just goes downstairs, and there's a present down there.
Yeah, here's an example. So one panel says, today was his birthday. He says, "Hoot is mein Geburtstag," which obviously means, today is my birthday.
How do you know that?
Because I am...
Maybe it means, fuck you, American. You don't know what you're doing. Shove it up your ass.
Because I have German heritage, my German DNA.
I have German DNA, believe it or not.
I naturally can understand.
I don't understand a damn word.
And I have perfect pronunciation. Norbert will attest to that.
Norbert, let us know how good Bill did. wait, say it clearly again. Do that, talk it again. Because I want him to critique your German.
What we should do is
Hurt his feelings. Don't hurt his feelings because he might lose confidence.
That's right. I am very confident in my ability to read other languages.
Yeah.
What we should do is read all of the text, the dialogue, and then Norbert can translate it all for us.
Well, the first line says, "Newman ist da, Wilchet Dumben, Schrabin. Was ist das mein Gestnick?"
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the gift is. So there's a gift outside.
Is it bit or bitte? Bit, Kurt. Who's ins mein Geburtstag?
Gustav, give me it, Kurt.
It's my birthday. And he says, sure is, bro. It says, screw you, bro. This present is mine.
This present is mine. Says,
don't be such a fur dick.
So he takes the...
Das ist mein Gink. Fur ditch. Go for
what? Oof, Wienerschnaffen. Okay, that's enough German for Norbert to critique.
So the kid steals his birthday present.
Yeah, the kid steals his birthday present. This is the part I really liked in the story, because it took a lot of accuracy. He picks up a rock, and he aims the rock at a horse's ass, and the horse kicks the other kid in the groin.
Balls.
Kicks him in the balls and sends him, like, I don't know, at least 30 feet in the other direction, and the present drops, and he gets the present back.
Yeah, and he says, "Ja, ich bin ein Profi," which means, yeah, I kicked you in the ball sack.
I thought it meant something about scrotum.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I kicked cheese in the ball sack.
So he opens up the gift, and he's like, oh, fuck, this is an empty box. He just says, was? I can pronounce that.
Yeah, was?
Was? And he realizes that it's a bottomless box. So he starts throwing shit down in the box.
It's like Archer and Armstrong.
Yeah. He starts throwing shit in the satchel. He goes in and he even ties like some sheets together. And navigates his way down the box, and then he realizes, oh shit, this box is endless, and I'm never going to get back to the top because I can't lift myself back up. And he lets himself fall to the bottom, and it looks like...
He says, Scheißer.
Ich hab
keen Kraft mehr Husenauf wo steigen.
Ini zuel dri. Los!
Well, I know that. That's 1, 2. Ein, zwei, drei. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, there you go. Wow, I really pronounced that wrong. God damn it.
Shocking.
fell.
Mispronouncing. So our apologies if we mispronounce one or two words.
I don't even know how to do 1, 2, 3. Shit. But I did pronounce loose right?
Loose.
And then he falls into it looks like an intestine of some sort.
He's walking through the intestine.
And he sees these little midget monsters. And they're marching into battle to go fight a monster. This monster looks a lot like the thing that's inside a monstrous.
Yes, that's the link between the two.
Yeah.
We read a lot of monster books today.
And it's weird, though, because these boxes were put on every porch inside of there. And you don't know what happens to the boy. But many years later...
It looks like he gets eaten.
Yeah, it looked like he got eaten, but he
didn't. Because there's blood dripping. So it looks like he's dead.
Well, you see, teeth. And then you see feet. But then you... It could be...
Blood.
Could be blood, or it could be...
Urine?
He stepped into some shit there. Did you see that? He's inside of a tongue is what he is.
Yeah, it's...
He's inside the tongue, and maybe it's just tongue juice.
It could be tongue juice.
Saliva. It could be white milkshake, for all I know. That you find underneath con tables.
Yeah, look, what happens under a con table? what liquid we see coming out from under the table? Con. It's none of our business.
Harley, go on. You're driving me crazy. You can't knock and then not want to go out. I'm not going to open it next time. And then the story repeats itself, but with the little girl, except in the future. And she's...
Hello? Hello?
What? You can't hear me? Bill? I can hear you, goddammit.
Hello? Are you
Bill,
there?
I'm here!
Damn it. My connection.
What?
Okay. I glitched out.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear.
God damn it.
I can hear you in low fidelity.
I heard you just fine.
Weird.
I heard you just fine.
So you're talking about the girl?
Yeah, the girl. She's in a similar situation in the future, except she's a lone survivor. These monsters have come to the surface.
So this is years later, right?
Yeah, and she's trying to cope with the loss of all the people. She's the lone survivor, and she's running from monsters the entire time. And she runs into the stranger. And the stranger turns out to be that little boy. He eventually did climb out of that box and came back to fight these monsters with this little girl. And they
Was it the boy? How do you know it was the boy? Did they say that?
Yeah.
And I don't think I caught that.
He says that time goes slower down from underneath there.
That's right. I forgot.
Man,
I did catch it.
I
just forgot.
Comics.
I forgot. I read this a while ago.
Oh, trees. I read it a long time ago.
Yeah, it's hard to remember. That's right. They're eating rocks.
Well, they find these salt. I think it's salt. It's either salt or sugar. I think it's salt. Yeah, yes. Salt pellets. They find out these just salt pellets really, really hurt these monsters, cause them to implode. Kind of like slugs, right? If you put salt on a slug, they'll blow up.
Look, Mike, I was not the sadistic little bastard of a child that you must have been.
I'm not either, but I listened
killing
to
slugs.
I was there on DC Noise as Chris was killing slugs right outside his house with salt. I should drink a Coke instead of water. That sounds healthier. But they're like Cable and what's Hope, and they actually go on a they like tour the world now, destroying monsters with their salt pellets and those little creatures.
Yeah, we forgot to say the little creatures end up like helping her along her way.
So this one I liked a lot more, but it still wasn't my cup of tea.
The second one?
Yeah. No. The whole title.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the. I thought that he should have shrunk. Well, who did this anyway? We should probably say who the creator was.
Peter Reich.
Peter Reich. Reich.
Eins, Freis, Thrice.
I think that he could have compressed the original story down to maybe 5 or 10 pages.
And made it a one shot?
Or even a two. It could have been a two-parter. That's fine. But just spent more time. Like, I liked the girl story better than I liked the boy story. Yeah. But I understand that he had the boy story set it up. But I think he spent too much time setting it up.
He did a good job with the colors, too, though, because it was kind of like the older stuff looked older.
Right.
And then, when you got to the girl, it was a little more colorful. He added more colors. So right. It was, like, to show the time period change. So, I don't know. I'd give this a 3 out of 5, but I don't feel like I needed to read it, but it was interesting.
Yeah, I would agree.
I like the
essential
art.
Read, but it was enjoyable. Yeah, I like the art.
I like
too.
The art better than I liked Monstrous, to tell you the truth. It felt like a kid's fable book or something that you'd read. You know,
mm-hmm.
I liked it. So what else you got? You read Powerless, right?
I did read Powerless, which is an adaptation of the NBC TV show Powerless.
No, it's not. Well, actually, you know that Marvel Comics had Powerless. That series.
Right. And this is a continuation of the Powerless series from Marvel.
There you go.
I did. I don't remember any Powerless series from Marvel. I'm going to look it up.
I thought it had Jessica Jones. No, that's the Pulse. Thinking of the Pulse.
I remember the Pulse. I remember the Pulse.
Powerless was in 2004 by Matt Sherness, Pete Johnson, with art by Michael Gatos, who I know very well. And it says, considering the direction of many comic books have taken, deconstruction after deconstruction of man and woman behind masks, the creation of Powerless was virtually inevitable. The first issue of this high-concept miniseries introduced a psychiatrist whose list of clients include Peter Parker, Bruce Banner, and Matt Murdock, who you know who those alter egos are, as they appear as superpowered heroes only in dream sequences. So it's like an Elseworlds. That's what it is. And I read it, and I don't remember it at all. I must have liked it if I kept reading it. I read all 6 issues. Because this, I just know I read all 6 because this is the time period when I wasn't inventorying them unless I had it. I had read them.
It was a while ago.
When I was doing some backwards stuff. But this isn't that. I don't care what Bill says. This is not the comedy on ABC. This is not the Marvel comic from 2004.
Elseworlds. Sorry.
This is a Vault comic launch. A new world of heroes for Vault Comics.
Yes, and this is like the, I don't know, third or fourth Vault comic that's come out. So this is about a world where everyone has superpowers. Is that correct?
Everyone has superpowers, and there's a virus that's making them lose their powers or combust with their powers.
So right. It either makes you lose them or makes your powers go crazy so they kill you.
And kills others.
Yeah. Well, it infects others. Oh, I guess it could kill others too, yeah.
Yeah, it's viral. And they actually are trying to... There's an organization trying to...
Quarantine.
Yeah. That's even the organization's name, right? Quarantine?
Yeah. Quarantine.
Yeah, they're actually quarantining infected people.
Right, because they don't want it to spread. But then there's renegade groups who want the disease to spread. Right? Is that what the...
Yeah, but I don't understand why.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that either. That confused me a bit.
Just my general thoughts on this book. I liked it, but I thought it was confusing as hell. Like, I have to reread several panels after I read it the first time to get what was going on. I mean, I figured it out the second time. But the first time I was confused, and like I didn't like the artist's interpretation of there's like four superheroes. One of them can like switch bodies. I think her nickname Switch. Like she could switch, she could take over certain bodies.
Well, and then, yeah, hers is cool because she can switch places with anyone within her eyesight. So if she looks at someone, she could switch places with them.
Yeah, and the one guy, and I understand where they were going. It's just really hard to get artistically. Is the guy that can go back in time for 37 seconds?
Yeah, I thought they handled it pretty well, actually.
They did okay, but it was odd.
Yeah, it's a tough one to pull off.
It was very weird. Like, if you did not read, like. I read the first page. The first page gives a synopsis of the four heroes that they're concentrating on.
That was well done. They were smart to do that.
If they didn't, you would have been lost. Like,
yeah,
artistically,
I would have not even known what was going on.
there's an explosion, and this guy keeps rewinding like 37 seconds back. And it reminded me, I'm going through the Batman. Animated on Netflix. Amazing cartoon, by the way. If you're a fan of the Batman animated series, you should watch the Batman. But they have one episode where there's this guy just like this, and they do it really good animated, because like Batman can't defeat him, because he'll just rewind. He just rewinds. As soon as he gets knocked down, he'll rewind, and he keeps on rewinding. And Batman's like, man, every time I fight this guy, it's like deja vu. And they keep losing. It's crazy. I liked it a lot. But that's what his powers are. One of them has like velocity-like powers. Like he could take something and throw it, and it'll gain velocity.
Throw it really fast, Jim.
Yeah, and he's actually cheating. Because from what I understand, is you can't play sports and use
He's
your
not
powers.
Cheating. I don't think he's cheating.
Okay, what is he doing? I thought there was somebody that said you can't use.
Well, he's a pitcher.
Uh huh.
But I think he doesn't use his powers when he's pitching. But then, like, once the game was over, they're like, and now for a special treat, whatever his name is, Danny's gonna watch this next pitch from Danny.
How do they know he's not using his powers, though?
Well, because when he does use his powers, it goes like through a car.
Well,
when he throws it, so
can't he like?
Oh, how do you know he's modulate his power?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. But then he's like, he's talking to the woman. I can't remember if it was his girlfriend or what. And he's like, I'm gonna get an awesome scholarship. And
I don't think it's his girlfriend. She doesn't like him very much.
Right. Is his brother's girlfriend maybe? Something
maybe,
like that.
Yeah.
Because his brother is the Superman guy, right? Oh
yeah,
no, his brother's the.
No, he works for.
Or is his brother? Yeah, the quarantine guy.
Yeah, his brother.
Oh, his brother's the time.
The time traveler guy. He can go back in time.
Yeah. But and they say that she's like, you're not going to be able to play in the majors or whatever because they don't allow people with powers in the majors. He's like, for now.
Yeah.
Which. My question is, who do they have playing in the majors if everyone has powers?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the part that's a little confusing to me. And I didn't like understand the rebels. Like, there's like this organization of rebels. Like, one of the kids, there's a mother, a daughter, and I think a brother, and he sacrifices himself, right? Isn't he the one that blows up that whole section? Oh no, that's the woman, the wife of. There's this guy that's looking for his wife. Help me find my wife, or help me find a wife. And her powers literally cause her to like combust, like she explodes.
Yeah, she blows up.
But later on, there's the one girl that has the purple hair, or like the streak of purple, and I think she's powerless. And she's with her brother, I believe, and she says, you know, I have to sacrifice one for the team. You need to go on, but I don't know what her intent is. I think they're trying to prove that quarantine is bad, is what I'm gauging.
Right, because I don't know what quarantine does with the people who have the virus.
They imprison them.
Okay.
But I don't know.
So the rebels are basically saying that you can't just imprison people because they have the virus, because there's a lot of people who have the virus who all it means is their powers are gone.
Yeah.
But quarantine wants to lock them up because they have the virus. So the rebels are like, screw you, we should be free. There's no reason we should be locked up. And then there's one seat, I agree with you in that there were some panels that I had a hard time figuring out what was going on. One in particular, like, so the rebels are running from quarantine and they hop in this car with this old lady with glowing eyes. And then something happens, like a car blows up.
I thought that was the kid with the bombs.
Is that what happened?
That's what I thought, because if you look at the few panels before that, and you look underneath his jacket, it looks like he has a lot of bombs attached to him.
Which kid? I don't see any bombs.
Let me see if I could find the book, and I'll open it up and go look at it.
I'm looking at it. Because the car blows up, and then the flying superhero guy appears. And that's another facet of this, is there's apparently some superpowered people who are like the heroes, and they kind of think they're above like quarantine.
Okay. You know that girl with the purple streak in her hair?
Yeah.
And there's this, she goes, John, have to take me with you. And then he goes, we all have to play our part, sis. Here's this to survive. I love you. He sacrifices himself, because if you look, they drive off.
Oh, and he blows himself up.
Yeah, he blows himself up.
How do you know that?
I'm looking for the page.
Oh, right there.
There's a page where he has like bombs underneath his jacket.
Where did they come from, though?
I don't know where they came from. I just saw that they were there.
Is that what that is?
Now I can't find it.
Because he grabs the kid. No, that was after the explosion, though.
But I don't know what it is, because I got this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 with a guy doing the time thing. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, that one, he was counting the people as he was falling. Because that was kind of cool, I thought. So they're on top of this building, and they want to find out how many bad guys are in the building on the different floors that they have to take out. So he dives out the window to count them all, and then before he hits the ground, like, travels back in time. So he's back at the top of the building. He's like, there's 9 people.
Yeah.
The one thing I liked, so with the woman who can, like, trade places with people, they set it up where the one dude would be ready to punch her, and then she would transfer with another guy. So he would punch and like knock out the guy she traded places with. That was cool.
Yeah.
That's a good way of.
I like the art a lot. Like, I wouldn't mind hiring this guy to do my comic if Campbell doesn't come through. But I like his art style. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the colors on here. So the team is David M. Boer and Nathan C. Gooden with colors by Mike Spicer. And I liked it. It's not Sean Spicer. Mana mana. Do 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 do. Phenomenal. Do 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 do. Phenomenal.
And then I also liked the that the Superman kind of guy, his like spine is like he's having some back issues.
Yeah.
So in his real life, he has to use a cane to get around.
Well, he's a telekinetic. He's able to do stuff, but I like this. This one's worth it. I like it.
So did I.
This one.
I'll get the trade of that one. Yeah, except for my only complaint was there's a couple panels where it was hard to tell I still don't know what happened in that one scene.
Okay, let me explain it to you because I found it again.
Okay.
It's a little confusing, but I think I don't know why so he's there with she's there with her brother and that girl or that older lady that's in the white, right?
Right. So the girl gets in the car with the old lady.
And I don't know why. I think the girl in the white is like a rebel of some sort, and she needs this girl for some reason.
Right. I think she seems to be like the leader of the rebels, maybe.
The rebellion, yeah. And the brother says, hey, you know, I love you, sis. He's crying. They're crying. I need to sacrifice myself. And then you see the kid later where he grabs a little boy in a gun, and then he's got all these bombs strapped to him. And that's when the telekinetic, the older guy that has the bad back, comes in.
Right.
And he tries to take this kid away from the situation. Well, the bomb doesn't go off there, and who's this older guy? I'm more confused now.
Because the kid doesn't blow up. He's like on the next page, he's on the ground.
Well, I think what happens is they set some bombs, I guess.
Or like, did the time guy go back in time, maybe?
I think the time guy may have gone back in time because there's that aura thing going on.
Where?
You know where the explosion happens?
Yeah.
Look at that aura around that time guy. He's time shifting it again. Do you see the colors? Do you see the explosion? The whole panel's red.
Yeah.
Do you see that white aura around him and Switch?
The woman.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he time shifted him.
Okay.
The kid blew the shit up as they were as the older lady and the girl were taking off.
So the older lady and the girl took off.
Yeah, and she even like smartass says quarantine, and they look at him like, oh fuck, we got to stop those guys. So they start going after the car, and then the kid blows himself up, and then they can't go after the car anymore. So he's the distraction, so they could get away. But this guy uses his time powers and goes, brink! He rings it back up before they could explode. And then this kid is like, oh shit, I can't blow up this car anymore and myself, so I'm going to hold this kid hijack. And then he gets stopped. So he never died. He never sacrificed himself.
If you look on the second page, why is there pieces of car floating in the air? And what's that cheese grater floating in the air?
I don't think that's a cheese grater. I think that's part of the... It looks like a cheese grater.
So why is the car still blown up?
I think that's part of the bomb packages that he had in his belt.
Because they say good timing, Commander. Which is, I don't know why they said that.
Why don't we ask the artist? Let's call him, Google him. Does he leave his Twitter account in the back?
Commander, I can swap with him. No need. Yeah, I don't understand. This page is... Yeah.
It's confusing.
It's confusing.
Maybe if we had PhDs in comics, we could figure it out. Right?
That's possible. We're too stupid to understand this comic.
All right. But I hope you read Heathen too.
I didn't read Heathen. I didn't order Heathen.
You didn't order the one that's worth money.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you failed.
I did. I failed on that one. It's worth money?
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Damn it.
It is the best vault offering, in my opinion, so far. I've only read three of them, but Heathen is by Natasha Altaresi. And she does the art, too. And Fowler actually does the covers, which I need to update my database because she's not listed as the cover artist. But this is cool, man. This, a matter of fact, it falls in your wheelhouse because the writer is the artist that does all the works. Can you see the cover of Heathen?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a beautiful cover. Yeah, I know what cover. It looks like. Tess Fowler does the covers. And it's about Odin and Vikings. And Odin kind of banishes a Valkyrie because the Valkyrie's journey is to take warriors that are battling and take them to Valhalla. And one of them stops doing her job and starts questioning things and that causes Odin to banish her. And the only way she can be saved is if a man goes through this obstacle and saves her. And what happens is she gets saved by a lesbian Viking. And she's banished from her area of Vikings because she's a lesbian. It's outlawed to have to kiss another girl or be with another woman. And she actually passes through this fire where nobody else has been able to pass and gets to her to free her. And then the Valkyries come back down and steal her. But it's told in the essence of like a fable. And it's like this beautiful painted, scratchy art style. I think is very, very pretty to look at. And there's two issues in and I've read both of them. And a lot of the gods are on Earth as well. Like, there's these two wolves that are gods, and they're like watching the situation. And the horse that the Viking lady rides is also a god. So it's very fable-y, except with Viking fables. Like, it's really mm-hmm. cool. I like it.
Cool. I have to pick that one up.
It is my favorite. And I think this was published before, but with another publisher. I think it was published by Literati in 2016. It was published by something like Heavy Metal, and it was three issues. So I imagine that Heathen is being relaunched by Vault and is out there with the same creator.
Hey, Heavy Metal.
Different publisher. So yeah, this is a good one.
That might have been one of the ones that was solicited but never came out.
I think it came out. I've even heard on another podcast that it exists. But you have to get it from Australia. And shipping's expensive.
Came out only in Australia.
Well, let me see if I have any information on this publisher. No, I have no information on this publisher. Literati.
Why didn't I get it? I don't know.
Well, all you have to do is search your DCBS and search for Heathen. Did you order it?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
I have to go check on my kids for a second.
Okay.
Be back.
So, highly recommend Heathen. I've read Powerless. And the other one I read was Fissure. That one I didn't care for that much. But I liked the relationship between the two main characters that was in Fissure. And three of them have already come out. I have three other Vault Comics. I think the one that came out this week is a strange name. It's like Colisi. Let me see what it was. Cololisi. So that one came out. There was one other one that's out. I should read them all, figure out which ones I like. So far, I like they're all good, but Heathen's the best, Powerless is second, and Fissure is last so far. And we'll see. I'm all in on Vault, so I'll report back to you. And probably Bill will read all of the number ones except for the ones that he didn't buy. What else is new? Well, I might start covering a book that Bill told me to read, but he didn't have. And it's by Kieran Gillen and Nuthal Lopez.
What?
Hey.
Nuthal Lopez.
Yeah. This is Mercury Heat.
Ah. I found out what happened with Heathen. So I ordered... I ordered it when it was through Heavy Metal, but that got canceled. And I must have not have realized that it was didn't come, so I didn't order it a second time. Damn it.
You missed out.
I did.
Yeah.
I'll get the trick.
I read Mercury Heat 1 through 6, and the thing that's nice about this is there's 12 issues of Mercury Heat, but one of the first six, it reads like one complete story. So the next adventure will be her in another setting. So there's this organization, and this book has some weird rules, and I don't understand all the rules yet. Like, on Mercury, you have to wear, like, special suits. You have to try to be in the center at all times, because if you go on one side, you'll freeze to death. On the other side, you'll burn to a crisp. And
right.
You have to, like, you only have, like, a period of time when you can do certain things if you're not in shelters, like these shelters. And you have to pick occupations. And I don't – the trade actually has the free comic book day plus 1 through 6.
Right. And I remember I read the free comic book day one.
We both covered the free comic book day one, and we liked it a lot. But I don't remember all the rules that were set up in that. Like, they call her like a – it's like a number, like a BE6 or something like that. And it, like, means something to people. In other words, they're flying to Mercury, there's one guy that's trying to hit on her. And she says, well, what are – you know, you're a BE6? And he says, 6? Oh, I gotta leave. I got to – walk down. So it's like some kind of caste system that I don't understand. And I think if I remember correctly, in the free comic book day, it shows like a key scene where she's on a ship, like they're in a military garb and they're on a military mission and she's with a character. And the thing that's interesting is you can like mind wipe yourself to forget things that you don't like. Like, let's say if you have a bad marriage, you can forget all about it. And there's one character in here that assists the police that actually runs into his ex-wife, and he doesn't remember her except that she exists, but he doesn't remember anything, and she's crying.
Doesn't remember the marriage.
Yeah, she's crying. She says, don't you mean this, blah, 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 and he doesn't remember anything. And he's, like, wiped her clean. And you can, like, save, like, footnotes about stuff. Oh, this book has dick. You're going to be so upset you didn't read it. I was like, Bill's going to love this because there's a dick shot. There's a limp dick, too. There's a limp dick in there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you'd love it, Bill. But the whatever, they want to, like, cast you into roles. And I guess you, like, qualify for roles. Like, you're in a caste system. And she has, like, a couple jobs she can do. And she really wants to be a cop. And I don't think, like, cops are well-regarded on Mercury. But they let her be a cop, but they say you have to be like downgraded and you're not going to get as much money if you become a cop, and this is how much credits you have. And you can only investigate up to what your funding is. So like if you only have a certain amount of funding, you can only go so far and then you have to stop. Well, her first case is a murder on Mercury. And they have to make the decision if they investigate it or not. Normally they don't investigate murders that they think are accidents. And it's some guy that burned to a crisp and they can't recover his body because of where he is on Mercury without special suits and such, which would cost a lot of money. So they're kind of writing it off. But a footnote comes in at the end as they're looking at the paperwork, and then she thinks it's murder. So it's pretty much a murder mystery for this particular individual. And it turns into a big conspiracy that some Earth organization, and they're kind of like Greenpeace, except they're really radical, wants to destroy the link between Mercury and Earth for some reason. And that's the piece I wanted to talk with you, because it's one of those things like in Powerless where you have the art and stuff and you don't quite understand it. So I thought we'd work our way through it and see what is their motivation, because I didn't understand what their motivation is. But I know this organization wants to destroy. They mine like power stuff. So they can bring back elements from Mercury that supply power to the world. And for some reason, the Earth doesn't want them to contaminate this planet. And there's like a big old conspiracy there. But I love this cop. Her name is like Liza. Oh man, she's amazing. And this artist, I really like the art in this. It's really good.
I remember in the
Hall Lopez.
I remember in the Free Comic Book Day version or issue, she like followed some dude into the bathroom or something and beat him up.
Yeah. And then at the end, she has like an ex-lover of her. They've both forgot whatever they did. They both mind wiped themselves of each other. So they were in a relationship before. They know they were in a relationship before, but they mind wiped all the details. So they end up in the sack again, and that's when she learns that the people that she defeated might not be the bad guys. You know what I mean? So that might be where the next volume leads to.
Mind wiping might be a bad thing where if you erase all the bad stuff that happened in a relationship and then you meet the person again,
yeah, it's recreated.
You could
repeat
it all over again.
But the thing is, when you wipe yourself of the memories, you can leave yourself footnotes. Like,
oh, so you can say,
her little footnote was, don't mess with this guy ever again. He's a jackass. Mm-hmm. So her little footnote said that, but she ended up having sex with him. And then that's when she found out. He did save her life, though. There was a situation where later in the book where him and his force actually came in at a perfect timing, or they would have been killed by these radicals. And that's probably why they ended up in the sack again. And then she's like, she makes herself a little footnote. Another footnote, like, erase everything that happened with this guy. I don't want to remember it. But make sure you remember that he is a jackass again, and he's got a small dick. So that's what she'll remember. She'll remember he has a tiny dick. The artist didn't draw it that tiny. I mean, he only drew the penis after sex, and it was pretty lanky. I mean, it wasn't boner because he'd just gotten laid, but I guess it wasn't satisfying for her. Or he did not know how to use it. Do you have any other books? Or are you on mute?
Oh, I'm on mute. Oh, you missed my good joke, too.
Oh,
I muted my own joke.
About?
No, I was just had some penis jokes.
Oh, damn.
No, I was just saying, like, He might have had just like a little bit of a chub or a semi or something.
Oh yeah,
little, in that little piece chub. Did I read anything else?
Can you hear that?
Hello.
Hello.
You're going through a storm.
No, I was adding
some. Sounds like you're.
I was adding some lo-fi into the mix.
Oh, okay, it does sound lo-fi.
It's called an ice maker. I was getting some crushed ice for my soda.
Yeah, it sounded like you were in an ice storm.
I was drinking water, and I said, "This is too healthy. I need a Diet Coke." What the hell?
You know that'll kill you.
Will it?
Diet soda. What else did I read? I don't know if I have anything of note. Let me look at my spreadsheet here. Anus. Let's see. Oh, I started to read something, but I need to finish it.
I read.
Did you get
what?
Invisible Hands?
By who?
From AGP. American Gothic Press.
I think I did, yeah. Yeah, I have it.
We'll save that one.
It's got a pretty disgusting cover. Looks like
it does.
A man or a woman grabbing her head with two tits on the right side of her face.
It's a man.
Okay.
A man with tits on his face. That's it. The book. That book is interesting because it, like, part way through, it goes a different direction that I wasn't expecting.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Do you want to cover that next time?
Hmm.
All right.
We can cover that next time. Teaser.
We're going to cover that and the Sam Keith book might not be in your hands yet, right?
No, it will not be.
Okay.
You have to save Sam Keith.
I read Daredevil 500, which was an interesting book, and I had never read it before. It was continued from Volume 2. And this is the Brubaker and Michael Lark. Really great run. And the issue before that is in Volume 2, and then it hits the milestone, and then they jump back to Volume 1. You know how they renumber like that? Because it's the anniversary, yeah. It's 500 issues. So it went like to 119 or 115, and I read the previous one. It's kind of like Foggy had just kicked off Matt from the firm because he's lying and he's in with the Kingpin. And Foggy didn't want to deal with him anymore. And the Hand has put out a hit on Foggy with White Tiger and a few other people. And Master Izzo, who is one of the masters that trains Stick, is manipulating Matt to fight or to go confront the Hand so that he can become the leader of the Hand. And if you remember at this time, around this time period, the Dark Avengers was going on where Osborn was like Donald Trump. But he was taking over politically and he had all the villains as heroes. So like Bullseye was Hawkeye. And this actually has Daredevil the List in it, like part of it. It has a original Ann Nesenti Daredevil piece that was never published before. And then it has another Frank Miller story, which is a very odd story. It's Daredevil 191. But what this is it's Matt, Kingpin, Lady Bullseye all fighting, and Izzo and Matt confront the Hand, and he becomes the leader of the Hand. And Kingpin is pissed because he wanted to lead the Hand. And one of the first thing that he does is evict Lady Bullseye, so now she's pissed off. And then later on, you find that, I think his name is Izzo, who was the master of Stick and everybody else, was working with Lady Bullseye. Like, she's one of the students of his, so he's like pulling the strings of everything, and I don't think everybody realizes that he's doing so. And then the Frank Miller story was a really bizarre one, and I own it, but man, I don't remember it. But the whole issue is him confronting Bullseye as he almost killed him, and he's in the hospital and can't move, because this takes place after he killed Elektra, and then Matt had his vengeance, and now Bullseye's in the hospital. And he goes into the hospital with a gun. Daredevil has a gun. And he's playing Russian roulette with Bullseye. So, like, he'll put the gun to his head and then fire it and it click. And then he'll put it on Bullseye and do the same. And the whole issue is him remembering stuff with Bullseye. And it's about a little boy. It's very weird. A little boy whose father's corrupt. And his hero is Daredevil. And, man, it's just an odd story. But I think they put that in this because at this time you don't know what Matt Murdock's motives are. Like, is he a criminal? Well, because they want to put him in front of the hand, or you know what I mean? So they put it, like, as a good story for this 500th issue to question his ethics. But, yeah, I want to go back and read some more of this for sure. And then I read the conclusion to Tom King's Batman arc, The Bane. I really don't like it.
I need to finish reading the Bane arc.
But you're probably on the first part of the Bane. This is the second part. I am Bane. The first part is, I forget what the hell. The first trait is I am Gotham. The next one is something to do with Bane, and then the next one's I Am Bane.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember what issue I'm left off on.
He's too introspective and emo for me. Like, I don't know. There's just something off, and I can't explain it, but I'm not the only one bothered by it.
Well, not everything's going to work for everyone.
Well, you have this awesome fight, but while the fight's going on, he's just thinking about his mother and his father, and I don't know, it just takes all the energy out of it. It's like the pacing is off. It's like this slow paced dialogue within, you know, describing what he's thinking
in a fight. Yeah.
As he's in this fight to the death. It's just off.
Well, that's usually when you do your most contemplative thinking.
I don't think
I find.
Have you been on the deathbed?
Oh, I hear some screaming.
Okay.
I'm going to go take care of my kids while I contemplate about my childhood.
All right, contemplate.
What are you guys screaming about?
Help! There's a little pause for some parenting skills.
I don't know what they're doing.
Well, it looks like it got quieter.
Yeah, they're just arguing about something.
So I think we could jump to TV and movies then.
All right. If I watched anything.
I didn't watch much either, but I'm almost done with Jessica Jones. I'm on episode 11, so I only have 12 and 13 to go.
Oh, man, I love Jessica Jones.
I like it, but I don't like it as much as Daredevil. I think I could bond more with Daredevil. I like the actress that plays Jessica Jones. I think she's amazing. Like, she's my favorite part of that show is her and Patsy Walker.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And the Purple Man is interesting too. I like him. He's a prick.
Yeah, he's a dick.
And I like what they did with the parents, because they like do a double one on you. Like, you think the parents are shitty. Like, they're the worst parents ever, what they could do to a kid. And then you learn that he was going to die. The kid was going to die of a brain disease. And they were using viral things to try to cure him. And they did cure him, but at the cost of giving him these abilities. And mm-hmm. they did live in fear for many years. And
yeah, he controlled them, right?
Yeah, he controlled them. And they escaped. The part that I'm really curious to see is what happens with that cop. Because I don't understand who that doctor is that kind of fixed him after he blew up. It's like, take the blue pills and the red pills, and here's the white pill. It's like a super soldier thing or something. And I found out that was weird. Like, when I got to the episode where Patsy Walker took him, and she got all amped up, but then she forgot how to breathe. Like, even warned her, the going guy was like, don't take the pills because you don't have the other ones to counter it. You'll forget how to breathe. And then she takes them and starts beating the shit out of him. It's like, blah, blah, blah. I thought it was pretty awesome.
It was. I love that series. So it's intense.
I'm two away from finishing Jessica Jones, and then I guess I'll be on to Daredevil Season 2.
Oh, you haven't started Season 2 yet? I forgot.
No, because I'm watching.
I'm not very far into it.
I'm watching them in the order that they were released, so I'll watch Daredevil Season 2, and then Luke Cage, and then Iron Fist. And then I'm still watching. I finished The Invasion, the crossover between all the DC shows. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I'd like to watch that.
I liked it. I thought it was well done. The Dominators looked really cool. Like, whatever CGI or whatever they used on them, they look like cool aliens.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so I started the next beyond that in Legends of Tomorrow, because that's my favorite one. I'll probably knock that out, and then Arrow first, next. And I think that's it. I finished Walking Dead, and I'm all caught up on Riverdale. Walking Dead was a chaotic clusterfuck of a finale. I loved it. I loved it. It was great. Those are the two that I watch, but Walking Dead is on hiatus, I guess, for another half year or whatever. You there? Did you hit the mute button? I can't hear you. Bill.
I'm back.
Okay, I didn't know you left.
Oh, I did. My kids are stealing my bandwidth.
Oh.
I'm all lo-fi now.
You're really lo-fi.
I know, lo-fi.
Did you watch anything?
No, I haven't watched anything.
Really? In 2 weeks, you watched nothing.
Nothing. Well, we were in Florida last week.
Well, tell us about it. Was there anything interesting there? Did you go to Disney World? What did you do?
I could tell you, but I'm in such lo-fi, I don't know if you'll hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
We were just at my mom's, so we mostly did a lot of swimming. Went on some walks. We went to lots of eating out.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the beach a couple times. You know, usual Florida stuff.
So you were...
It was fun.
You were pretty relaxed.
It was very relaxing, low-key.
No high anxiety. You were very calm. You were in your astral plane.
I was reading comics and reading Oh, I did read part of a Joe Hill book.
What?
Which I don't remember the name of it. Oh, 20th Century Ghosts. It's a book of short stories. But I didn't make it very far into it. But the first story in that book you would like. You need to read it. It was a fantastic horror tale. I recommend it highly.
I'll the wait second for story, the comic adaptation of it.
Adaptation of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, when IDW puts it out, I'll be there for you.
It was really good. You'd like it, I promise.
I'm pretty sure I would. And that's why I'm going to hold my breath until the comic book adaptation comes out.
I never got around to reading any more of it.
I only watched one movie, and it was called Contracted, and it's on Netflix. And it wasn't what I expected. It went pretty crazy, but I enjoyed it. It was an IFC original, I think. A very indie horror movie. But it has some really disturbing, bizarre elements. Like the first scene is really weird. It's like there's a dead body, like they're in a mortuary, and there's a dead body being worked on, and all you can see is the table moving. Like there's somebody fucking the corpse.
Ah.
And that's how the scene opens up, and then. Then it's weird. It's like there's this girl that's a lesbian that's in love with this other lesbian, but I don't know if she's really a lesbian. Like she's more like bisexual, I guess. Do you know what I mean? She goes to this party, she gets drunk, she has sex with this individual who I think was in that mortuary. They don't really explain it. And she gets contracted with the disease that basically turns her into the living dead. I mean, it's crazy. And then she gives it to other people. It's a sexually transmitted disease zombie movie.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's all I have.
I know what... On your other podcast,
DC Noise.
Oh, I thought it was Marvel Noise.
Marvel Noise. I do so many podcasts now.
I know. Well, on Marvel Noise, you guys are gonna review like Train to Busan or something like that. I wanted to watch that one, so maybe do that one next.
We're gonna watch that, and this was. Part of the Netflix challenges. This was my pick, Contracted. And then he picked Hands of Stone, which is a boxing movie. Daryl.
Okay.
So I gotta watch the other two, but I watched mine and I was really interested. It's pretty disgusting though. You do not want to watch Contracted when you're eating.
No.
Like I turned it on, I was like, Barb, I've been watching it in the mornings when I'm on the elliptical. Like, I'll get on the elliptical and I'll watch, you know, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was about an hour and 30 minutes. And I said, Barb, I have 20 more minutes. Can we watch it while we're eating real quick? That was a bad idea. It's a horrible idea. And there's, like, crap coming out of vaginas and, oh, maggots. And, ah, it's like crazy, man. Oh. Pieces of flesh falling off. It's not a good...
Not a good dining movie.
It's not a good movie to have a pork chop to. Let's just say that. I was chewing on some pork chop and I was watching this movie and I was like, oh, that's not good.
Did you stop it?
Pork chops and asparagus.
Pork chops and applesauce.
No, I can't. We went through it.
You ate through it.
Mm-hmm. I ate through it.
I did actually watch part of a movie, but then I gave up on it.
Well, what did you give up on?
It's called The Neon Demon.
Okay. I want to know why you gave up on this and you didn't give up on that devil movie that
Antichrist.
Was it called The Antichrist, was it?
Yeah, Antichrist. Wait, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that one that sucked. It was horrible until like the very end.
I liked that movie.
That was like,
I even liked it before the end.
That was like the most pretentious. Let's fucking look at a plant.
That was human condition for an hour.
Oh my god!
They're dealing with the death of their son.
Let's look at this plant for 20 minutes.
It's emotional.
It was awful. That was pretentious filmmaking at its highest.
Well, this movie is very pretentious, I felt.
Which one? Neon?
The Neon.
But you like that shit, so why did you stop?
It was boring.
But Antichrist was too.
Oh, it was. Hang on. I don't know. Someone said dead, and then they.
Oh, now you're haunted.
Didn't respond. Yeah, it could be.
It could be a ghost in there. Dad.
Dad. What?
The ghost is there, and you'll be like, "Stop taking my internet! Damn it!
Dad. Stop stealing my internet! My bandwidth!" Yes, Neon Demon.
Yeah.
Oh, were you going to say something else about the ghost?
What ghost?
The dad ghost.
Is that what this movie's about? The ghost dad?
Neon Demon is about, there's this young model.
The ghost dad is the Cosby movie.
Ghost dad? Yep. But that's when the ghost is the dad. This is more ghost child.
Ghost dad.
Everyone loves movies about dead children. Those are always blockbusters.
Yeah.
Yes, but no, this movie has no ghosts. It is about a model, young model, who moves to Los Angeles, I think it was, to try and be a star. And then she gets hired at this agency by these women who turn out to be like vampires or something, where they like suck her. They can like suck the youth from young people.
There's no Neon Demon. It's unavailable to stream. Where did you watch this?
It's boring. I got it on the DVD from the library. I thought it was on Amazon. It's not on Amazon? Or are you looking on Netflix?
They don't have it on Netflix.
I think it's on Amazon.
Neon.
You could probably. Yeah, you could stream it on.
Ooh, what's this Hot Girls Wanted? They're looking for escape, empowerment, and easy money, but barring online leaves them overexposed. I wonder what that's about. I wonder if that'll be a good movie.
What is it? Hot Women? Oh my gosh.
Hot Girls Wanted.
Hot Girls.
But now I can't even see if I like the movies anymore. Oh, it's got like a match on it. Interesting. But on some of them it doesn't tell you it's a match. It's this whole thumbs up thumbs down stuff sucks. So anything else you want to say about Neon Demon?
That's it. It was boring. I gave up on it.
That's weird.
If I'm wrong,
that's weird for you to say.
I've given up on a couple movies lately. I find my
your tolerance is lower.
Yeah, my tolerance is lower.
I think I'm getting crankier as an older guy.
That might be part of it. If you'll get to it, get to the point. God damn it! Yeah. I don't know. It's possible. If I try to watch Antichrist now, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. Possible. I only stuck with it. I don't know why I stuck with that movie, because I don't normally stick with them.
It's because I told you that it gets really good at a certain point. So you're probably waiting for that the point to get to. for it to get to the one point.
Yeah, but it got to
the point. They go in the forest.
That's when it got interesting, though, is when the wife or whatever it was started to turn crazy as hell. If I remember, she was going to club his dick with a sledgehammer.
She does bad things to his poor little penis.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're done. Have you eaten your anchovies pizza yet?
I have not.
And we only have one question.
Yes.
So we'll end this on a question.
Fantastic.
Why do you guys never talk about hip hop and R&B? I'll tell you why I don't, because I don't like it.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
I'm very particular, I guess.
I like 70s R&B.
R&B.
R&B, yes. If it's in the 70s, I'll get down. I'll get my boots on and my bell bottoms, and yeah, I'll get down. But if it's contemporary, I don't like it at all. Anything past the 80s, I don't like.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the last hip-hop stuff I've liked, I was a big fan of Slick Rick, and I have all his stuff.
And I don't even know who that is.
Slick Rick the Ruler.
That just shows you how out of tune I am with that. But Daryl knows this. This is Daryl's question.
That was in the 90s. He's teasing us.
Yeah.
We prefer good music like
Tom Petty,
black metal. I think what Daryl's saying is he wants me to send you a song for the end of this episode.
Yeah.
All right, Daryl. Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to look right now. See what I have on my hard drive that I can send Mike. Let's see. Oh, I wonder if I have any ghost bath. Oh, man. I hope I have some ghost bath.
Do you have any death R&B? Maybe you could play some of that.
Let me see if I have any death R&B. That was a good request. I did. It's not working. I'll try again. Why am I not finding my music? Where's my music?
Well, we could coordinate that, but I'm probably not going to put it on there. I'll save it for next time. This time I'm going to put some good music on there.
That's what I'm trying to send you, good music.
No, I'm going to try to put some of my music on there so I can win some of our listeners.
How about
some
CCM? CCM,
Cheetah Crow Motherfuckers. The Music Factory? What the hell?
CCM, Cheetah Crow Motherfuckers. They're an Italian punk band from the... it was late early 90s, I think.
Okay, I'll play that. Send it to me.
Fantastic. Oh, man, I love it.
I'll put it on.
All right, I'll send you that.
Yeah.
I got to find which song to do, though.
Yeah, something really fucked up that'll make Daryl cry. Shit his pants.
All right, yeah, I'll send you some CCM.
Here's your R&B, motherfucker!
I think this is R&B. I think it's R&B. R&B is punk from Italy, right? In the late 80s? Isn't that what R&B is?
I don't know what R&B is. Unless it's like Donna Summer. And I don't know. If it's not 70s, I don't get down on it. You know who I'm really into right now? Like big time? Is Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Interesting.
Those fuckers with the horns, man. They get down. Like, I've been watching their videos and stuff, and I'm like, shit, these guys are jamming. They're in their crazy suits and playing horns. But if you send it to me, I'll include it. I'll try to get this episode out this, like, tomorrow.
Sounds good.
So no rush. And you can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. Leave an iTunes review. Tell us what R&B songs you listen to. And hip-hop. But I don't really care for that. Like, there's been comics, right? I mean, isn't Fantagramics doing that hip-hop confidential or something like that?
Hip-hop family tree.
Yeah, there I get you go.
Fantastic. I love the history of that stuff.
You like the history, but are you big into those bands?
No. I mean, I listened to some of the older stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
But I was never big into it.
If they had punk rock family tree, I'd probably be in that.
Yeah.
I'd be all up in there. But, or if they had, like, the 40s music family tree, I'd be into that.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Or, like, Louis Armstrong family tree, I'd be into that, too. Right, Barb? You like Louis Armstrong? She does.
Barb. She growled at you.
Barb's back. She got a massage.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm here talking to you, and she gets a massage.
Figures. She nice and limber? Hey! Isn't that what you get for massages?
I don't know. I've never had one.
I've only had one massage. I had one massage.
One massage?
I liked it.
Did you like it? Why didn't you go back? Who gave you a massage? Was it a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
Ah. No wonder you liked it.
I especially liked the ending.
Yeah, I hear they finish you off. At least that's what I heard in Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. He went for a massage.
I remember that one.
I hear that's coming back.
Really? There was something in previews I wanted to mention quickly.
There was some things in previews that's obscure. I mean, that really stood out.
Oh, here we go. Boundless. So Boundless, for their Jungle Fantasy Annual 2017, have a beautified version. Beautified is the name for our variant interior artwork with less clothes. So the story has gotten more nude. Every page is different than the standard edition, not just the variant covers.
Ah.
So instead of doing just a variant nude cover, they're doing the whole issue.
That's crazy, but look at the cost on that, Bill.
I know, $10.
$10. Talking about milkshake under the table, huh?
Hell yeah. A lot of their stuff, $10.
Damn. Well, you gotta buy the Die Kitty Die hardcover. That's gonna be good. I read the singles.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's a hardcover.
There was a couple of things. Did you see Gwar? Gwar is gonna have a comic, man.
Yeah, that was actually a Kickstarter that I did not support.
Well, I'm going to buy it now that it's not a Kickstarter.
Yeah, because I knew I would be able to get it for super cheap later.
I saw Gwar live.
I saw them a few times. Yeah. I saw Gwar in a bar, like, very early on in their career.
Oh, really?
It was awesome. It was one of the greatest shows I ever saw.
I saw them later when they were more show than band. I don't know if they've always
more perfect, yeah.
But they have. They're more.
Prop, well, they were always.
They're prop oriented. Like they have like toilets that they flush people down the toilet and.
Yeah, they got more elaborate with their props. When I saw them the first time, it was back when they still had like the styrofoam costumes.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was awesome. But they still did all the spraying of the gunk all over everyone. Don't get it in your mouth.
Nectar of the gods, baby. nectar of the gods. I can't remember what I wanted to point out. There was something real obscure, and it wasn't by a publisher that shows up very often, and I can't find it now. I'll probably forget to even order it.
Do you see Donnie Cates is doing an Aftershock book?
Yeah. I'm Baby all in Chief. On Aftershock, so I just circle it. Yeah, I can't find it. And Barb said, don't worry about it. If you don't know it's there, you don't have
you'll
to get
never,
it.
You'll never
know what you're missing.
Let me see if I can guess what it was.
Did you get Smoketown number one?
I did.
You want to cover
I
that?
I talked about it on the show.
Did you really?
I already talked about it. Didn't I?
I don't remember. I can go to our website. I put all our...
Let's see if it's on the website. If I didn't talk about it, I did read it, and I saw that this month,
number
volume
three,
and I didn't get number two. I didn't even notice that it was solicited. So I gotta.
I might have missed. Yeah. Oh, there's another crime, hard case crime coming out too, from Titan, Normandy mm-hmm. Gold. That's gonna be good.
Yeah, they have that and they have another one. Oh, Lost Fleet, but that's a sci-fi.
Yeah, I'm getting that too. And they have the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo adaptations coming out too.
I thought that they already released them, or did someone else release them?
It was DC. Vertigo released them.
Oh, yeah, Vertigo, that's right.
Yeah. Have you been getting any of the Zenoscope stuff?
Not recently.
Did you get the Courier? Or Vessel?
Courier?
Yeah.
Yeah. Vessel?
Yeah. Did you get them?
I think I did.
How about Day of the Dead?
Hang on. Let me look at my order.
I think we're due to cover some Zenoscope.
Vessel, I believe I got. Did that come out already?
I think it did.
Let me see, Vessel.
I'll look Vessel up. Let me see. I might not have even ordered Vessel, so I don't know.
Oh, it didn't come out yet.
Oh, that says in stock. Day of the Dead did. I know that one came out. And Courier came out. That's why I was interested. The cover of Courier looks awesome. And the premise looks cool, too. So I was like, hey, did you get that IDW book about the coffee, where coffee becomes like an illegal substance and they have to get it from place to place? It's like hot
yes.
something. Do you want to cover that one?
What's it called?
I don't know. Hot. I thought it was
Courier.
Hot.
Courier I got, but it has not. It's in my next order or my next shipment.
Was it Hot Damned? I don't know what it was. I'll have to look at what it was. I'll send you a list of things I want to cover, and then you could say yay or nay. And you could send me a list of things you want to cover, and then we'll compromise. I should have Monica by then. That's when I'll find it, too. It'll show up.
Yeah, I would like to read that. I don't see any Day of the Dead.
Maybe you didn't get it.
Yeah, I might not have gotten that.
There's another Wet Moon. You'll be happy. Oh, that's a new edition. Never mind. You probably already have all the originals. There's all these Lion Forge books, too.
Yeah, I think there's something in Lion Forge I was going to get.
If I find that one book...
Oh, yeah, they get that. Yeah. Lion Forge is apparently doing like I don't know if it's reprints of like European stuff, but they have that Jazz Maynard, which looks kind of European.
Huh.
And they call that like a new line that they're doing.
You know, the Archaea is doing a lot of new lines and number ones and cheap stuff, but it sure seems like it's all stuff that they've done before.
I know the chair they've done before.
Yeah, I'm seeing stuff that, they've, was done, one of them. They've done before. There's going to be a new Magnus robot fighter. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, I saw that.
Blood Brothers. You want to get that. That's Fabian Wrangel Jr.
Yeah, here's another. He's a hardcover coming out, too, from somebody.
Yeah, I saw that. I really wish I could find what that was. I was like, that looks interesting. Ooh, Andrew Peepoy. Gail Simone. Andrew Peepoy has the Three Stooges cover. Want to point that out.
All right.
I bought, he had, this last time he had two Vamplades come out, and I bought both of them. I bought the regular and the nude.
Ooh.
I love Andrew Peepoy art.
You'll need to scan me that Peepoy nude photo you have. Let me cover.
Oh, a Vamplade? I will. I'll send it to you.
And Gail Simone has a Image comic coming out. I didn't realize she didn't do any Image yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of Image that looks interesting.
Howard Chaykin has a new book.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get that. I can't remember what the obscure stuff was. There's a lot of these number ones for Image look great. They look interesting. Usually there's a handful of them. Oh, you what it was the Tarantula hardcover, and it was by Fabian Jr. Wrangel.
Okay.
And it has the Alex Zins art, yeah. So yeah. It's the same team that did the Space Raiders or Riders, whatever it was.
Right. Yeah.
It's from Ad House. That's the one that I wanted to tell you about. Are you gonna get that? It's only 14.
It's on my list. Yeah, it's on my list. So I'll have to see what the discount is.
It'll be 30 or less. Ooh, the Adventures in Crime. Are you gonna get that? From Action Lab?
Yeah, probably. Let me, where is that?
I actually know the artist. At least I met him. Hoyt Silva.
Okay.
His cover's the best one, too. The sexy lady on the cover. Really good Zombie Tramp covers this month.
And they have the Zombie Tramp statue in previews, too. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Dang.
I would be tempted to get it, but...
It's like $200. Forget it. There's beautiful canvas on Black Mask.
You can order Mercury Heat Volume 1 again.
Oh, is it in... Oh,
yeah,
probably was resolicited.
It's resolicited with Volume 2. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Do you know what I mean? I kind of know your taste. You won't... I'd be shocked if you said, Mike, I invested in this and this is awful. Like, I don't think you'll think that.
Okay, if you'll pay me back if I don't like it, then I'll get it.
I didn't say that. Beautiful canvas looks pretty. The interiors.
And there's Unsound by Cullen Bunn.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
I like the premise. It's like trapped in a psychiatric ward. Always good for some horror.
This is what looks really interesting to me, is the Planet of the Apes archive. It comes from the 1970s Marvel Comics, and it's Doug Munch, illustrated by Mike Ploog, Tom Sutton, and Herb Trimpe. It's $50 for 400 pages, roughly. I think that's going to be great. Is it black and white? No, it's full color.
Who's publishing that?
Boom.
A boom.
Jungle Fantasy. That's a lot of money for.
For 32 pages?
Yeah, but it's interesting. The interior. I don't know what that means because they're already pretty naked. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if you've been reading Jungle Fantasy, but.
I have not.
How do you get more?
How do you get more naked?
How do you get more nude than that? I don't get it.
I don't know. Do you have like the annual, or has it come out yet?
No.
I would imagine every panel that has a woman with a bikini on. Will be modified.
You know, I think speculation wise that this Kiss variant cover is going to be worth a lot.
The Kiss Vampirella?
Yes. Look at the photo variant though. Where it has the members of Kiss with Vampirella. I think that's going to be an investment right there.
I didn't even notice that one.
I think that one's going to go up. I really do. Because that's something like you could sell at a Kiss concert or to that clientele. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the members of Kiss with Vampirella. I mean, holy crap.
You heard it here first.
Yep. Invest in Kiss Vampirella photo cover with them in it and Vampirella. All-Time Comics Blind Justice, isn't that? That's a new one.
Yeah, that's just the next.
Which is the one you covered last week? Was it Crime Destroyer?
Yeah, Crime Destroyer.
Wow, they have it available again.
Oh, do they?
I'm going outside.
Okay, where are you going?
I'm going to the park.
Okay.
No. Did you ever go to that get those Harvey hits or no? The old Casper and stuff?
Yeah, I ordered those.
I didn't.
I noticed there's another XO bundle, like the pre-order thing.
Yeah, that's a lot of them. Did you get the first one?
I did get the first one.
Because it has, the covers are different. And it has back matter, the kind of stuff that you like.
It's thick.
Yeah.
I saw that Rafer's writing Ray now.
He's writing what?
Rye.
Are you going to get the Tinkers of the Wasteland? It's on page 407.
Yeah, possibly. Let's scout, right?
Yeah.
That's like a post-apocalyptic one with where chickens are valuable or something.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one. I don't know what page it was on. It was another post-apocalyptic one where some guy is like tattooed and his tattoos are like his skin's peeling off or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shed. I think it was called Shed.
What was the company? Do you remember?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to find it.
I think I'm going to put my order in today. Karma Police came out. That's the other one that came out. And Colisi from Vault Comics. They came out this week and last week.
Okay.
want to read more Titan comics.
There you go, Shed.
I don't know if you'll have any of those, but I think I'm going to pick some of that for next week.
Titan?
Yeah.
I think I... Yeah, it depends what it is.
All right. Well, I think that... Tweet Bill at DBM00. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And Mike and Bill at comicbooknoise.com are our emails. Leave an iTunes review. And tell us what you think is going to be good from previews this month.
Tell us what we cannot miss.
Yeah.
Or we will regret it.
If you can stump me. With something that I like that I haven't already seen, I'll be impressed. Because I use this book a lot, and I go cover to cover. I'm upset that Avatar, I miss Avatar. They just don't have that many offerings.
Nope. Well, they get the Mercury Heat trade.
You know what I think they're doing? Is I think Avatar owns Boundless, and I think they're concentrating more on Boundless than they are on Avatar.
On Avatar,
so, yeah.
Well, they're probably following the money.
If you find
and the $9.99 32-page nude variant issue is going to bring in more money than the. Uber, number 15.
I am a sucker for jungle fantasy, though. If it was any other kind of genre, I would be a sucker for that jungle shit. I do like my jungle girls.
Going back jungle girls.
Going back to the golden age, man. You give me a jungle girl, and I'm pretty happy. Jungle Girls. Atoll number 4, finally solicited. So that series will probably wrap itself up. All right. Well, you have a good Sunday. I have to go to Lowe's or get a lock for the door and some screen. So that'll be fun.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, not at all. Not! I'm not the home improvement guy. I hate it. Barb likes that shit. She could stay in like a home improvement store for like ever. And I'm like, I want to get the fuck out of here. Because I'm just not good at it. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I get frustrated.
I do too. I feel so unmanly in this store. I think my balls shrivel up. You know, like, you can't do this.
Your voice gets an octave higher.
My testosterone levels just drop.
Drops.
Like, significantly. And I just want to get the hell out of it. Out of there. All right, well, you have a good Sunday. And if you think of that other book that you were talking about... I am me what it is, because I'm going to put my order in today.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything obscure that is not a publisher I don't already know that seems interesting to you, let me know.
I will do that. And I'll send you a song as soon as we're done.
Yeah.
For Daryl, since he requested it.
For Daryl. I'm gonna text him right now, and I'm going to say Bill has a song for you in this episode. It's dedicated to you.
Dedicated to Daryl.
It's R&B.
From the Taylor Network.
It's death R&B from Italy.
It's what I believe is R&B.
Yeah.
Pretty sure this is R&B.
All right. All right, see ya. Bye.